Quiz Contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Is it from the Bronx?
Yes.
Yeah. You think there will be a conservative sort of Democratic alliance on this?
Yes, I'm thinking there will be.
Turn your radio down.
Wait, let me turn this down.
Yeah, it's not too far away, I hope.
Yeah.
Good, go ahead.
Okay, yes, I've actually been a protester, and I've been active in my community. My name is Esmai DNBs, and I've been active in my community, and I believe that eventually compassionate conservatives and let's call them liberals alike, because the new label progressive I don't think really fits, I think somehow will come together. My mother, personally, the reason that I became active was because my mother didn't have any children that lived, and therefore I call the Don and Mike Show and say, where's your crap detector now, see?
That's very helpful. That's very helpful. Can we just? Yeah, burping is not. I mean, this is a tough issue, and we try to screen the calls, and so that total lunatics don't call us.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Get ready for some hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Drive. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, audacious Bud, Red Hot Rock, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Over 20 years ago, a crack DJ duo were sent to prison by WJFK for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped the shoddy studio to the Washington, D.C. underground. Today, still wanted by the FCC, they survive as DJs for hire. If you have a problem that no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can listen to The Don and Mike Show. Starring Don Geronimo.
He does not work well with others.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Read the TV guide. Don't need a TV.
Golden Boy, Mike O'Mara.
I was thinking of the immortal words of Socrates, who said, I drank what?
You mean you don't feel a certain degree of urgent pressure on the inner wall of your bladder now, right at this moment?
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, can find a little action.
Legendary newsman and sexaholic, Buzz Burbank.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
I'll tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
Proud German, Rob Spiewak.
Hail to the king, baby.
You're good for nothing. Get out of my face. You make me sick.
Can't you do anything right?
You'll never see your children again.
Stop.
If this sounds familiar to you, you are not alone.
Ich dachte, du machst vielleicht eine Story über die Probleme der Golfbälle.
This message is brought to you by Stop Domestic Violence, a program of Behavioral Health Services North, the United Way Agency.
Career phone screener, Joe Hardinger.
It's like I picked the wrong week with amphetamines.
Cops don't like me, so I don't like cops.
From the moment I slapped eyes on this hombre, I smelled trouble and refried beans.
And John Norman.
Oh, he's a feisty little fellow.
Feisty indeed.
Here you go, Sonny. A little something for the old sweet tooth.
Girls will get sterile just looking at you.
Yeah. Is that it? Is it over? Our
really sure. Did he say anything else?
He might. Let's give him a second.
Sounds like it's almost over.
Would that be it?
I think he would have talked by now.
All right. That'd be Billy Bayless.
Thank you, Double B. The Don and Mike
Show. Loyal listener, William Barris.
Hello.
Don't gong him.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Whoa, look out, get out.
Look out, everybody.
Hello.
Your groove is in the heart.
Nice ass the dancing monkey bag.
Where were you guys yesterday?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Cut the jibba jabba.
Your goddamn
teeth. Yeah, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
As soon as by delight.
Hello.
The room. You're the hard stuff.
Okay.
Hi, Donovan.
Hi there.
We appreciate it.
Who he?
That was, Tony Soprano.
You're goddamn deep.
Thank you.
Fancy dick you got here.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, he's done.
Hi, mouth breathers. Hi, little brain. You can tell by the smell. This is Don and Mike Show, new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday.
Wednesday!
It's 0-10. I'm sorry, 1-0. It's 10-11-06.
10-11, kind of a funny day. Kind of a weird day.
It's Rocktober 11.
I like it when they follow, you know, when they're sequential and all that.
2006. We got one phone number. 24 lines, no waiting, from America and Canada. 877-365-3636. If you want to hear us on your computer, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Just click on Listen Live. We're right there. If you want to send us fan mail, Yanni Norman answers our fan mail. He's back there. He's our webmaster. Send us email anytime during the show at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And if you want to hear us on iTunes, we're there as well. Just click on the link right on the front page of our website. It'll get you right to iTunes. This is the part that you don't like, right, Rob?
I like it all. I love the groove.
Hey, how about that? He does like it after all.
Right.
Got it,
I like every hit that you life has.
The life. I hit Rob with a very bad joke today when we were coming in. There's a sign outside our new studios on Old Mother Hubbard Road in Classic Rockville, Maryland. We share office space here with a chiropractor and a bunch of... Oh.
Mother Hubbard Plaza.
It's almost over, I think.
Maybe not. Groove in.
I think so.
Look at that
bathroom. It just goes on and goes on.
So there it is.
it's over now.
Yeah, it is now. Or maybe it's not.
No, you know what? Hold on a
minute. Let's see.
Gosh darn, there's only 27 seconds left.
That's a nice natural end.
Not a fade.
No,
it's not a cold
fade
end. At all.
It's cold end.
Is that your impression of Natalie Wood?
Come on, y'all.
Yo.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what that is? How you satisfy a chick.
Oh, baby.
Wow, that's right. Funny noises.
So you don't advocate the gentle approach. You advocate
something like this. Something like.
No, it would be more like this.
No. Most movies I've seen have that approach.
It's best to alternate them. I recommend both.
Anyway, we're talking.
There he is, the expert.
That's right.
And we're talking about a record. We're not talking about anything else.
Right.
Or as you kids today would say, a compact disc. A download, if you will.
An iTunes.
An MP3.
That's
that
a good iTunes.
Who is... Who's calling? Well, nobody right now.
What was the joke you were going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. The parking spot.
You were talking about Hubbard.
Hubbard Road.
Right. Outside the building here, there's... Oh, hold on. Let me just make sure the phones are up and operating. Here we go there. We are on the air. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
You've been messing up quite a bit at the beginning of the show. Are you drinking without me?
Who is this? I think this is your finger guy, Mike.
I think it's the finger guy.
But how have I been messing up at the beginning of the show, friend?
You messed up with the date. The other day you were saying something else, and Mike had to correct you. But my real reason is calling. You told me to call back when you talked to 40. 40 didn't do a promo for your show, and I'm kind of disgusted about it. He's the man.
Are we supposed to know who we're talking to here?
This is a random black guy.
This is
guy.
Not Bitter N, is it?
No, this is not Bitter N word.
No. 40 was supposed to do a show for you, and I called complaining about where's 40's...
That's right. He was supposed to do a minstrel show.
A show opening, right?
Show opening. not a minstrel show.
He was supposed to tap dance for us.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, if it'll soften the blow, you are very well spoken.
We had that discussion yesterday.
Okay, yeah. Adios. So, this building that we share with chiropractors and all kinds of other regular businesses, there's a parking spot outside right by the front door that says reserved for employee of the month.
Oh, huh. Yeah, and I have noticed that different people have been parking there, like maybe and they don't really care, right?
I've never parked there.
I've never parked there either.
I've always been afraid that someone from one of the offices is going to come by and say, hey, jerk face.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's 8,000 places.
I would assume it's the chiropractor's office.
It is the most convenient spot at the front door of the building.
Great
today
spot.
I noticed that Rob's vehicle was there, and I walked in.
I thought I had a pretty good October, so I took it.
I said to him, oh, pardon me, but who died and made you employee of the month?
And have you gotten any feedback about
it? The answer, of course, is
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
His last words. He said, park where you want.
Take the spot.
Well, take the spot and pass this
somebody,
to the
didn't somebody, hasn't somebody else from our crew used that spot?
I haven't.
John or Joe, have you ever parked there?
No.
All right. So I guess it is only you.
I guess.
But you've used it twice.
Oh, more than that. 3 months running, I guess. But then there's only 5 people in our company.
Cheater.
6. But I think that might be left over when the classic rock station lived in this complex.
Oh, does that mean
there was 3 townhouses that they used?
Oh, and do you also remember how when we were still back at WJFK Radio in Fairfax, physically doing the show there, that they had a contest every month?
Still do.
For the star of the month.
The star of the month got a spot right up front.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the same thing.
I think Michael Hughes is the current winner, I believe.
I think so.
If that is the case, really, then you're going to have to move your car.
Okay.
Because I want Joe to have that spot.
Shall
Joe the employee of the month?
Of course.
Every month.
Joe.
It turns over on the 12th, so tomorrow you'll get
it. Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don. Howdy, Mike.
Howdy.
You got 2 comments. One, they got a new vanilla flavored alcoholic beverage called Navon.
I got a comment for you right out of the shoot. I just got to know how many cans of Red Bull have you had before you called today?
Are you drinking that new beverage the kids are talking about called cocaine?
No. It's called Navon. It's an alcoholic beverage.
Boy, you are wired. God damn, you're moving fast.
Take a breath.
It's called Navon.
Slow down, please.
The new alcoholic drink called Navon.
Why are you mentioning that to us?
Which rhymes with savant.
Right.
I know
which
that
is who we're speaking to.
Huh?
Exactly.
Yes. What?
I know that Don likes vanilla.
Yeah. Oh, I
vanilla.
Sure do. No,
sure
you've missed that. Don says he describes himself as vanilla.
And also I like vanilla flavoring. You know the stuff you buy at the store, the McCormick stuff?
The extract.
Good. You drink that. Don't you pour that over your pancakes?
I just have it right out of the bottle.
Okay. Oh, it's got alcohol.
Oh, it's tasty. Yeah. Oh, it's good. You put that with some cough syrup?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's an Elvis treat.
Champagne flute. Full of vanilla extract.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
You can get it at Costco in the super big bottles.
Yes, Kirkland vanilla.
So are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What was your second comment?
Did you hear about the Ravens Super Bowl ring on eBay?
No. No, I sure didn't.
Yeah, someone's...
Yeah. Okay, so...
Bye!
Hey, Don, you like vanilla, right?
Sometimes that's just too fun to do.
You can just drink that new vanilla beverage and... And bid with confidence.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi, hello.
Turn down your radio for Jesus who died for your sins.
It wasn't the radio. Do you guys have access to a television?
Yeah, we do. Why?
Some plane just hit a building in New York. They don't know if it was a helicopter trying to land on the roof. They don't know if it was a small aircraft, but it's on Fox News and CNN.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Well, we thank you for being a news watcher, and we'll check right into it.
Bye bye. Bye. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Howdy.
How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you
doing? Yo yo.
How are you doing?
Yo yo.
Doing excellent.
Doing excellent.
Hey, you guys drinking?
Every day.
Wow.
Vanilla extract.
We're drinking Navon, or whatever that thing was. The guy said.
Savon and cocaine.
Savon. We're drinking new vanilla Savant.
We're drinking Warren Zevon. We're actually drinking the essence of the late Warren Zevon. Hello, Don and Mike show. Okay, or just hang up.
Right.
Buzz, you looking into that thing in New York?
I am. It appears to be.
Let's go to Yanni's got it, too.
Scoopy, Buzz. You get it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
A small plane is knifed into a building on New York's Upper East Side. That's all we know so far.
That was John. That was our tribute to John Norman.
Hi, John.
Small plane?
Yeah, small plane.
Hi, John.
20th floor.
How are you?
They don't know anything about it?
East 72nd Street. No one, we don't know of any injuries so far. And we do not know what the intent was, if there was one.
All right. Well, we should be cool about that.
Yeah.
Until we figure out what's going on.
I know everybody's thinking the same exact thing, though, right now. We're thinking, you know, that's exactly what they said the first time
it's the 11th.
They said it's a small plane and stuff. That's all I get. That's all I have in my brain. But I suppose they have checked that.
I imagine this time, if it's on Fox News, as we just heard, you know, they got choppers up all over it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably were able to. And I think you probably could tell. Are they showing any pictures?
I've got a still photo here. Hang on, if you want to see it.
Yeah, are you flipping around?
Yeah, hang on just a second. I'm reloading the page.
Johnny Norman, do you have anything updated?
No,
you got the same thing?
I got the same thing he did.
What's your name? All right, there it is.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right. Hey, you just got to hear the magic of Joe actually screening a call. Yeah, I got to hear Joe say, "What's your name?" Okay, hold on a second. And Joe's still in some kind of deep discussion with person number
said
11.
Person?
Person 11. Boy, look at that. Still jaw-jabbing.
Hey, cut the jibba-jabba.
Joe, for God's sakes, what are you doing? Let me take it on screen.
What's that toy buzz at?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was wondering if the Yoko Ono alarm would henceforth be known as the Marsha Elston alarm.
Oh, now that's not fair at all. That's way out of line. Over the line, sir.
That's not funny.
Over the line.
That's not funny. How'd that play
maybe to one person.
How'd that play last night with you at home? Everything okay with that,
Buzz? Everything's fine.
Okay. We no longer have the Yoko alarm.
No, we don't. We don't have the Yoko alarm because you can't get her as a guest. We don't have the MC Hammer alarm because you can't get him as a guest.
You wanted Yoko? I've been turning her down.
Yeah, right. Sure, you've been turning down Yoko.
Well, you have that personal relationship with her. Just like you have a personal relationship with God.
And, you know, in a moment, we're going to discuss your religion. So just...
Yeah, we got lots of questions.
Stand by, Kong.
I more than anybody have questions
about that service.
The fact that after all these years, I want to know about some stuff that, you know, you might be pulling a Senator Allen, you know, like not talking about your real connections.
That's right. Moo 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 or whatever that bad word is.
Macaca.
You macaca Jew? Whatever it is that George Allen said.
Well, now the religion that surfaced at the funeral that I want to hear about is the Catholic side of the family. That's it.
Look at the
You number. Have?
You've never talked about the fact that now he gets his microphone on.
No, you guys are, you describe yourselves as fallen Catholics, right?
Yes, we got kicked out for getting divorced.
Okay, my grandmother, Big Daddy's wife, Big Daddy's the man that we went to the funeral for on
Monday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was Catholic.
Okay.
He was Methodist.
Okay.
All of the kids were brought up Catholic because it was very important to her.
So what are you?
Okay.
What are you?
I don't much like, this is not a good thing to say, but I don't much like the Catholic Church.
What are you then?
Methodist. I joined the Methodist Church.
Did you ever go to the Catholic Church?
Many times.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
There was a long time when I went to both. I would go
to
8:30 Mass with my grandmother.
Wow. Wow.
11 with
my grandmother. Did you ever go to CCD
that.
Like we did when
yes.
we were kids?
You went to catechism?
He never mentioned that he went to CCD.
He's buried that like Senator Allen.
Mike, you and I have talked about the crap of going to CCD.
Yes.
I got First Communion
it.
And I did Central City Dump. Is that funny because you called CCD Central City Dump? But I never made it to my confirmation.
Yeah, okay.
I sort of bailed by that
So
time.
By 13 or so, you were out of there.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I spent a lot of time in the Catholic
Church. Don, but you're not a fallen Catholic.
No, I just excused myself.
Okay. All right. But
last time I went to Catholic Mass.
Did you have First Holy Communion?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's, you know what that is?
I have no idea.
You think you know somebody, don't you?
Yeah.
You think you know them.
Wow.
You
I know.
Think you know them.
I thought I'd
welcome.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
This is, you know, this is good bonding for us,
well,
Rob.
Well, see, I'm the one of all of us that I miss it. To be honest with you, I don't think
being a Catholic.
I do. I miss it.
You miss the guilt. You miss the stupid rules.
Look at me.
You can't wear a rubber. Incidentally, if you go in and you do something immoral, you go sit in a dark room with some kid toucher and chicken wire between you, and then he says, go out and say five prayers and everything's okay.
I'm gonna tighten your collar.
You buy that?
Not to mention the standing, the sitting, the kneeling, the genuflection.
Well,
flexion.
I mean, look, it's all what you.
It's voodoo. Jack,
it's well then maybe it's all voodoo, but I'm thinking about
it's voodoo,
going
please.
Back.
As I got older, I thought,
I don't want to ever hear you.
I'm
say
sorry,
that.
I
what
am.
What the hell is wrong
well,
with
I don't
you,
think,
my boy?
How can you
when
do
I
it? Say going back,
boy,
you can't really.
Boy.
You can go in.
Oh,
you can walk into the room.
In.
And
not
sneak
gonna,
in. Yeah.
They're not gonna like kick you
I'm
out.
I'm thinking about sneaking in because I don't like the other shows.
You'd have to have some annulments.
The Pope is talking about taking the masses back to Latin, so you've chosen a good time to check them out.
Oh, you. And we know how you. What's this Methodist thing? You know, you Methodists bashing the Catholics all the time. What is this? You.
Why are you
Burbank?
Standing up for the Catholics Look, for? You hate Catholics as much as
no,
I do.
No, I don't. I don't hate
and
Catholics.
And it's not that I hate Catholics.
See, my mom
people.
My mom goes to Mass every Sunday, so I don't hate Catholics
so
at all.
To be Catholic. She's
yeah.
old.
I mean, but she's been doing it. I mean, she's
that's
very
I mean.
Devout
She's
Catholic,
old. She gets
so,
the
so now you understand why I still keep my...
No. Does she still do fish on Friday? Is she one of those?
No. No,
I guess you don't have to anymore.
I don't think you have to.
You're not Catholic material.
Let me just say, that's a compliment. I'm not Catholic material either.
Thank you, Archbishop Geronimo. I appreciate that.
Mike, I got to tell you,
I haven't made any decisions yet, but I'm thinking about it.
I'm here on behalf of the Episcopalian franchise. I'm telling you,
can't stand it.
It is Catholic
without
the crap.
Been there, done it, done more of that than I have even Catholic service.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. What did you do this week? Well, I poked out my cat's eyeball, set it on fire, shoved it up my daughter's rear end. Then I set four cars on fire. I also shot my BB gun out the window and hit a pregnant woman, but only in the arm. Oh, my son. 10 Hail Marys. Have a nice week. I mean, really.
Go make with the beads.
Explore that concept for a moment.
Well, that's what the Episcopalians are an offshoot of, are that concept. You know,
Mike, I have. There is no confession.
I know there's no confession, but
that's great.
But the overall thing that the Episcopals do is, you know, it all comes from the same place, basically.
Yeah,
we welcome you into the Methodist faith.
I've tried that. I didn't
it's
like
good,
that.
Isn't it?
I got too many emails from them.
Not from my.
I
children.
Swear to God, I got too many emails. And that's what made me. That's what turned me off. I said too many emails. Hey, you know what? Look, you know what? I'm going to argue this point. I'm going to argue this point when I go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to hear myself talk right now.
All
when
right.
I'm in there, when I log a couple of Sundays, then I'll come back in and I'll let you all know.
All right.
But I'll keep you posted. Right now, you know, if it's a nice Sunday, it's sunny out. You know, I'm praying. Yeah. I'm praying to the Church of the 18th Pole.
Here's the thing, Mike. Let me just be your last resort.
What, my spiritual guide?
On the Sunday, whenever that, if it ever comes, that you're actually thinking about going to a Catholic church, call me first.
Should I call you on my way? Or before I leave the house?
Before you leave the house.
Really?
Just call me before you leave the house.
All right. So you'll be my last second spiritual advisor on that one.
Yeah.
I will go. I know you're up early.
You're like as a...
Because it really would only happen if you know what I mean.
I'll be your sponsor.
When I was
like
up
AA.
Early. If I'm up early on a Sunday, that means...
Right, if you've had an all-nighter.
Right.
And so you know what that is? That's the Catholic grief coming in.
Guilt.
The guilt coming through. If you've had an all-nighter,
mm-hmm.
and you get up and you go, whoa, how do I make myself feel better? Oh, I'll go to church.
Well, I just want
to... I'll go to church while I'm still drunk. I haven't slept.
I don't believe that would be the first time that has happened.
Oh, no.
Oh, midnight...
In probably any church.
Midnight Mass.
But, no, who knows? I'll argue this point when I feel like I need to.
Well, just call me, because I'm here, Mike, for Catholics Anonymous.
I understand.
How is your Latin?
They're really thinking about putting Latin back in, huh?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's the report today.
Carpe diem.
That's a good move.
A great way to move the church forward.
That's right. That's a good hit move.
Running right into the 17th century.
Did you know? I have a question about your Catholic background.
Yeah.
I had, first of all, absolutely no idea, nor did Don, that you had a First Holy Communion. I mean, you actually did that. I mean, you were baptized Catholic.
Sure. You did from us real good.
So did you have any, like, was there any tension in your family over your decision not to stick with it?
No, because a lot of the family has gone their own way religious-wise.
So if we're keeping track, you are Jewish, Methodist, and Catholic.
My primary religion is Methodism, with a background
in Judaism. But you are Jewish, Catholic, and Methodist.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
And if there was an exhaustive search, if we further searched your background, is there a chance that you have some Muslim blood in you?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, there is.
Good. Well, then everybody's well, not everybody, but you've got a nice wide range.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's a
very,
good
very, very exciting.
It's a good mix.
Because I was at the...
It's the best mix of religion.
Never thought I'd hear
everyone can agree. Even the boss.
Yeah, he's saying it's a good mix.
He's saying it's a good... Rob Spiewak says it's a good mix.
But I put Methodism on top. Strong.
Hello there.
Come strong to the altar.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How are you?
How you doing, my friend?
I was just wondering, would you embrace Catholicism if they would allow the kid touchers to get married?
You know what? Seriously, probably so. I mean, I'd come a little closer.
I think I haven't talked to her about it, but I think she may have mentioned it. My 86-year-old mom is for that also. So she's a very progressive Catholic.
Well, your mom would have sex with a priest.
Hey! My mom you're talking to. No!
She got a nice guy!
Don't dwell on it,
She got a nice guy!
Take it out of your mouth! Put it back in your mouth! Don't say it like it didn't even happen on the show! No!
Nice older
bad,
guy.
Don! Bad!
A nice older guy!
Oh, God, Don, stop! God!
You know,
that's bad! That's really bad!
What?
Oh, I'm putting my sunglasses on now.
Don't put your sunglasses on.
Yeah, you're getting punished. I'm going to do 10 minutes with my sunglasses on now.
Oh,
God. Ixnay on the Army Maid, please.
Okay.
Rob put out a timer for me. 10 minutes. No, I can't stand him on either. Oh, Lord. Oh, good Lord.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's see. All of the lines are hopping. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was just wondering, have you heard about the plane that hit an apartment building in New York today?
Yes. Incredible!
Yes, we have.
And let's say hello to Mr. 16 minutes ago. Hold on a second. Let's welcome Mr. Late to the Party.
So I like Mr. 16 minutes ago. Let's give him a nice round of applause.
Where are you calling from, sir? What city?
Byron, California.
Okay, so it's...
Byron. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you guys talking about it earlier. I didn't want to change the channel.
Show starts at 12 noon.
Byron Nelson, California.
12 noon.
Thanks for that
Byron
report.
Allen, California.
From the scene.
Be here or be square.
Cool, now I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
Bye, ass.
Byron.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Right now, you know what's great? And this is why I urge everybody to be listening to this show right now. Because you're not going to be troubled with what I would guess right now, at the early stages of this story, is just the amazing speculation that's going on and all that crap.
Looking at the pictures, it as this sort of thing goes, it looks very minor. It does appear to be a small plane. It does appear the building is intact. It seems limited to three floors at the very most and only a couple of apartments wide. So it looks like a very isolated, contained situation and very small, really, at this point. Naturally, it scared people.
Right? Well, if it's an accident, which I do hope it, you know, as much as it's unfortunate, I do hope it turns out to be, that's got to be one pretty dumb dude.
Right on the East River.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's on the river?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, maybe it wasn't that, like, it's not like he flew down Madison Avenue.
Right. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey. Hey, Mike.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Mike, have you read your Bible lately?
No. Oh, you're a liar. I saw you reading it right before the show today.
All right.
Mike, as always.
I keep it with me.
As always, when you're in taking a nice BM.
Well, you know,
he calls it show prep.
Well, hey, you know, you can mock me holding that all the time, but if it stopped a bullet for you, you do the same thing. It saved my life.
If you read your Bible, you're not going to find the Catholic Church represented in it. I don't know where they came up with half the stuff they do. I tell you what.
Right. Well, listen, as I've mentioned, all of the answers are on page 58 of the Bible.
It's a good page.
Any question you have, That's the magic page.
That's the page where it's all condensed, right?
Mm-hmm. Page 58.
And each rule is one sentence.
Everything you want to know.
Very cool.
It said, this is real, this is fake, this is real, this is fake. And then it says, go on. And it's like the Dulles Toll Road thing. Don't tell anybody.
Right.
Don't tell anybody that if you drive through the Dulles Toll Road, where it merges with the Beltway in Washington, D.C., that you can go through Easy Pass and they will not give you a ticket because those are fake camera lights that come on that indicate that they are taking a picture of your license plate.
That's in the Bible now?
That's in the Bible.
Huh. I didn't know that. I dropped 75 cents of the machine last night.
You're a liar.
I am telling the God's honest truth.
You're
on,
a pussy.
On my father's grave.
Okay, well then you're a pussy.
Thank you.
You're a pussy. Thank you.
I know you like calling me a pussy, and I know I give you the opportunity when I tell you that. And I only tell you that because I know you get great joy in calling me a pussy. I don't know what it is. I think they're going to get me.
I really
think they're going to get me.
When I go home that way, which is maybe 2 out of 5 days.
Yeah.
And I got the Easy Pass. I still go through without
paying. See, and that's what I got to do. Maybe I'll do it. Well, you've got. Well, I thought if you had it, don't you have to glue it to your windshield or something?
It's
like that?
Got like the Velcro sticky things, so you can switch it from one car to the other. So I've just got it in the middle container part of the car.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even use it. No. Yeah, right, because the state of Virginia is that high-tech. Please. Like, they're going to get... No, it's got to be right up there on the windshield so that the little sensor thing can beep-beep you going through.
Well, and see, what I think is that they changed them and they just got out there after they heard you and they put them... They wired them and then said... Now, they have them at other places, though.
I'm telling you, at this one location.
It's an amazing location. I mean, as far as...
They do a lot of traffic there every day.
Some tremendous... I took it last night.
It's one of the busiest intersections in the D.C. area.
Right.
And, you know...
And they're fake pretend cameras.
Yes. Save yourself $1.50 a day. Coming and going to work. My gift to you. Page 58 of the Bible. It's right there.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. No, really, I'm not. I mean, I'm not about the toll. I mean, I'm thinking about the Bible somewhere in the...
And
in
I'm
the
all 50s. About the toll.
You sure are.
That's the Catholic guilt.
You sure are.
I'm all about the toll.
You sure are. Hey, listen. Hold on. Take a look at this. Look at that. See that? You know what that is?
Right.
That's my belly. That's 200 friggin' pounds.
You hit it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Good work. Yeah. I'm going home and eating just hot dog buns tonight. Just like Elvis.
Riding your donkey.
Just like Elvis. Now I'm going to totally give up. Hot fudge sundaes, hot dog rolls, pastrami, everything covered with cheese, everything fried and deep battered. Corn dogs. Oh, God, I'm going to try to weigh 300 pounds by tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Anyway, I'm very happy.
Should be.
And I'm still a big load.
It's been a long haul.
But, yeah, tell me about it. 200 pounds. Boy, this morning I was elated on that scale. It was like, Jesus Christ, you son of a bitch, it's about time.
Yeah. That didn't take you too long. You did pretty well with that.
That took me almost 13 weeks to lose 14 pounds.
Okay. That's pretty damn
good.
That's pretty good.
Well, no, that's slower than I would have wanted. But,
right. But this will keep off, probably.
There you go. We'll see. We'll see, Buzz. We'll see what happens. You know, stronger man would have put out something that would say, how about 195?
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy at 2.
For now, yeah.
I'm happy at
2. Are you done, or are you going to go down to, like, 180?
No. Please, I'm going to go down to 180 when I get AIDS.
Well, I mean, are you done? Is 200 your deal? Is that it?
I'm happy at 2.
What is that?
I don't know. What's the 19th? That's the day I've got AIDS scheduled. The 19th. I don't know, Mike. I'm just happy that I'm done.
Congratulations.
You should be. You know, those... Because I had screamed for the longest, what an idiot. I thought I weighed like 180-something, 190. Got on the scale, I weighed 214. But Jesus Christ, that's a lot of fat to be carrying around, especially when you're screaming at people about how much weight you've lost. So anyway, you know, I could say it today. Anybody wants to weigh me, come on by today.
Yeah.
Today's the day.
You made it to that mark.
Yeah. I made it to that mark today.
That's the mark you want.
Very cool. And actually, I'm sure Frida is smiling down because I do not BS you. I run for 3 miles on the treadmill every day, but going out and taking the dog out for a walk where you really have, and I got to run with him a little bit, and you know what, where I live.
Yep.
I got to go up a gigantic hill that's
right.
a half
you
mile.
You do that in addition to your treadmill stuff.
You do that. I've been doing that for the last 3 weeks,
wow.
and boom, 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 boom. The pounds
good.
Are just melting,
you.
Melting right off.
You can. I know a good way you can treat yourself tonight. I read about this online.
Mm-hmm.
The new snack that they're serving at the North Carolina County or State Fair.
Yeah.
It's deep fried Coca-Cola.
Mm.
And what they do, it's a funnel cake, and instead of making the batter with water, they make it with Coke.
Hello.
And
yeah.
then they fry it up and serve it with pure Coke syrup and ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds fantastic.
Worth the drive.
You ever have a deep-fried Twinkie?
Have I?
Oh, my God.
You can fry anything and it's good.
Well, they have now. That's a big thing at county fairs
yes.
is that they're, and carnivals, deep-frying candy bars.
Have you had the Oreo?
The deep-fried Oreo?
Also good.
And you have to put it in batter, right?
Of course.
There you go.
Mm, but no Coke syrup on that, so it's not so bad for you. See, the thing about this dessert is it keys you up because of the caffeine.
Isn't a deep-fried Twinkie double-fried? Isn't a Twinkie fried to start with, or is it baked?
I think it's baked.
Is it baked?
I think it's a chemical process. I don't even think,
you don't think they bake it.
They pour it in a mold, and it solidifies.
They make it like Creepy Crawlers.
I disagree, Buzz. I believe Twinkies are all natural.
They're farmed. Don is weighing in with the fact that they're farmed.
They grow on trees.
Like the spaghetti form.
Yum, yum.
Mm, they're made with E. coli.
More lettuce. Hey, now lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
Although it's lettuce now.
Now they say the lettuce is okay.
Oh, the lettuce is okay now?
Yeah. They say that they're not really sure that the water sample might have been. So, you know, if you've got it, you might get the runs. Have your salad.
Really?
Yeah, go home and eat lettuce and cover it with Coca-Cola.
Lettuce is a much bigger scandal than spinach, I think. I mean, spinach you can get away with, but lettuce.
Lettuce
I mean,
is
come
important.
On. What are you going to put on your burger? You know, really, if you salad. Want a nice burger, you put the lettuce on it. Lettuce and tomato.
Right.
That's right.
And then you have your deep-fried Twinkie and your fried Coca-Cola.
No, Diet Coke.
Diet
Coke. Yeah, you want to watch your weight.
You want to draw the line somewhere.
Your fried Diet Coke.
Yum, yum.
How are you doing?
Not well. Unwell. Not well. Not as well as I'd like to. I'm hovering. I'm hovering at 295. No, I'm hovering.
No, I meant with...
I'm not doing well.
You said the last week you were restarting.
Yeah, I fell off the wagon.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm not doing well.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, I'm not gaining, but I'm not losing either, so I'm flatlining.
That's good.
Yeah, but it's not. No, it's not, because I wouldn't flatline. What I'll do is I'll do 4 days on, one day off, you know, 4 days on, one day off. And it doesn't work that way. You got to do 7 days a week. As far as what you're taking into your body. Last week I did, you know, 4 days on the old machine. And this week I've done, let me check. Oh, that's right. None. So that's it. But it's always about what I eat much more than when I exercise. I do lose weight when I put the right things in my body.
That's
so
true.
That's the part. I'm not losing, but I'm not gaining.
What are you frying this week?
This week I will be frying an entire Smithfield ham.
Oh, they're good. Don't
with corn
them.
Batter, and I will be enjoying that. And then I'll be covering it with Kraft baby marshmallows.
It's all about portions.
Well, the thing is, what really helped me lose weight was Carla, because she was my disciplinarian on this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I'm not blaming it on her, because it's all me. But she's letting me kind of do my own thing mm-hmm. a little bit. And I'm proving once again that I have very little self-discipline on this particular, area. What was that knowing point, like Pope John, where you knowingly nodded, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Not clear.
I just said self-discipline, and you went, yeah.
Okay, here's the scene I saw yesterday.
Yeah, I ate candy.
Oh,
I ate candy yesterday.
While you were on the telephone with your girl.
Right.
Your girlfriend, excuse me, I didn't mean like your girl.
You know.
with your old lady.
Right.
You're on the phone with your chick.
Talking to this broad.
And you're discussing what kind of whatever, you know, no taste, no calorie chicken and rice you're going to have.
Right.
Last night.
Right.
While
right.
you were eating candy.
Oh, I told her I ate candy, though. I told her. See, I told her I ate candy. I
okay.
said I had candy, and then she rolls her eyes, and then that's it. But I still ate my calorie-friendly dinner, it's just that's what I have to knock out.
Yeah.
And I have to do that. And yesterday there was no discussion about it. There was no, you know, Joe, I can't eat it. It was, I just walked back, stormed back into the producer's room, and dove into it.
But at least it wasn't fried candy.
It was not fried candy.
It was
way
just
to go.
Raw, general, it's natural.
Yeah,
thing.
Everything is natural. Yesterday was a classic example of every single meal I ate was proper. And the only thing I did was the snacking in between that was just horrible, which was pure
sugar, a pure sugar rush.
And I can't do that. No, can't.
But I know. And I know what.
The thing is, I know what I need to do. It's just a question of doing it.
Just tell Joe to stop supplying.
No, I'm not, because I think that there are the good weeks are the weeks where it's all back there, and I have that temptation. I like that. I like that. That proves to me whether I can handle it or not. And having it back there is, you know, I don't buy that, hey, don't bring anything into the house because I've got kids and they need stuff. You know, they want some good stuff to eat. I think you just got to do it.
What if we have Joe bring in some celery?
Celery sticks?
Yeah.
You know, today is really a day that I was thinking about it. I was thinking about how I'm going to do, because I was really hungry at lunch, and I'm thinking about whether, you know, around 5 o'clock, which is usually that time, you know, how I'm going to do and stuff, and how I'm going to do it. And so this is a day. So you're all free to bust my chops if you see me. Now I'll sneak it. Now I'll go.
Got to go to the bathroom now.
You know, that's the one thing I was going to mention to you.
Uh-huh.
Really. And God knows we've all done it.
Yeah. Right?
You know, that's the one thing about you.
Right.
That's funny.
What?
If I was you, I wouldn't do that around us. Because, you know, we live the bus balls.
Makes you a target.
It's like, remember when you said last week that you were starting over, and even Buzz laughed, and Buzz said, well, like, it's 10 times?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't eat candy in front of us, because...
Well, you know
otherwise,
that's me. I'm not going to hide it from
you
guys.
I know, but otherwise we wouldn't know.
Yeah, but I know you wouldn't know. I'm not about that. I don't care if you know. I mean, it's fine. I mean, what am I going to... Look, I could sit there and you wouldn't know, and I could be, you know, I could look fat for the rest of my life, and I'd be saying... Things are going real well in the diet, Don. Things are going super. And you know, I didn't even think, in fact, I didn't even think you were setting me up when you asked me that question. And now I realize you were setting me up because you had seen me eat the candy yesterday, and that's why you asked that question.
I saw you eat the candy.
Which is in a way, more evil than cheating itself.
I saw you.
No, it's not. It truly is.
I saw you eating.
It's truly ungodlike.
I saw you eating the candy.
Yeah.
While you were talking.
You
see
me eat the candy every time I eat the candy. Most times, unless I eat it back there. I usually bring it in here to eat.
Okay.
I go down the hallway. It's right before we go back.
I just thought it was funny yesterday when you were asking your girlfriend about what low-cal meal she was cooking.
Yes.
You were eating candy.
Well, doesn't that make perfect sense? I'm not going to get, you know, a layer cake when I walk in the door at home. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm going to have my little cheat here. I tell her about it, though, and she's not happy about that all the time. But she's also, you know, realistic about it, and I have to... You know, why hide it? If I hit it and I was saying to you guys, hey, it's going great. I came in here and I said, I dropped 15 pounds this week.
I couldn't tell.
Well, no, because I haven't gained a lot of weight, because I actually did work out last week and I did do the dieting most of the time. And the only thing I'm doing is that between meal stuff you're not supposed to do. So it's like, you know, a little candy bar here, a little candy bar there. And that's what I have to stop. So if I get that under control, I'll be all right.
Healthier snacks.
Well, no, not even snacking. I think, you know, when I lost my weight...
Snacking is good, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that's true. Somebody said you eat those little meals all the time, and I do that.
Every 2 or 3 hours, yeah.
All right, maybe I'll figure that out. Maybe I'll figure out how to, you know, how to break it up during the day. But I don't eat a lot.
Carrots?
All right.
Carrot sticks are good.
I hate vegetables. Jesus,
nuts are an excellent...
I like vegetables on meat. I like you know, lettuce and tomato on a sandwich.
Well, that's good.
I hate vegetables.
Me too.
God.
Me too.
I like rice and beans, which is good for you too.
Tell you what I tolerate. I tolerate squash.
Yeah, you know? Not a big
you
fan.
You love string beans.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, but those squash is like an everyday thing.
I like asparagus.
You either got to fry it up, or not fry it up, but put some oil in the pan and do something to give it some goddamn taste. Because
squash tastes like what you cook it with.
Right. Most worthless
vegetable. See, I got the oil thing. I got the cooking thing down. I mean, I have the cooking thing down. I know how to cook low fat just about as well as anybody. When I'm making a regular meal, I use that Pam stuff. I use that spray. Now, the secret is. I'm kidding. The secret is you take off the spray attachment and you pour it in. You pour half the can in. It's Pam. Cooking with Pam. No, but I mean, that's what I cook everything with that. I don't use a lot of oil.
Yeah, you know, hold on. I'm going to do you want to take any calls on this or do you want
to? Sure, I'll take calls.
Yeah, all right. I prefer bacon grease.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Why, hi.
Turn down your radio.
Turn your radio down.
Hello. You effing C word. Hello.
Hello, it's you.
Well, Mike, here's a woman that wanted to talk to you about that. But
what did she want to say?
It just says Mike and his diet.
Oh. Yeah, she's probably eating.
Mike and his diet. Hello, Dave.
Yes.
Dave. You're on the air, Dave.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, this is Mike. Mike O'Mara.
What's happening, Dave?
Dave?
Well, everybody has just lost their nerve.
Ah, good, good.
Okay.
All right, good. Well, I was ready to take them on.
I would like to say this on behalf of fat people. I can still consider myself to be a fat person. You know, every once in a while, and this commercial has been running for a long time, and if they're a sponsor, I don't think they are. Too bad. I myself, no matter how destitute or down on my luck I became, I would live on the street in a box before I bought a product from the room store.
Whoa!
Because that skinny, anorexic, no boobs, no private area, might as well be a man, looks like Clay Aiken wearing women's clothing, jumping on the bed for the last time.
You mean the elfin-like girl?
Yes. Has distressed me now to the point where I want to publicly say, I could be living in a box and a room store could be giving away rooms of furniture. Mm-hmm. I would not go because I hate with such a passion that woman who's jumping up and down. Now, I'm sure somewhere there's an ad exec going, hey, guess what? Mission accomplished.
Yep.
He's talking about us. No.
They didn't go with the pretty model to sell their furniture.
No. Can I tell you something? You know what? I
wonder if she's local.
I'll go to Value City first.
And you should.
You're damn right you should. What's wrong with that? Yeah. I got perfectly good furniture at Value City.
The office.
Do you know that the office furniture we have up there is Value City?
I know, Mike. I'm
did you check the quality of that?
I am just trying to think of other retailers comparable.
Marlo
right. Furniture. I will be going anywhere.
Jennifer Convertibles.
Yeah. Jennifer.
Isn't that a sexy name for a store? Jennifer Convertibles?
I don't know. Is the room store, is that a national chain or is that just in the D.C. metro?
I think it's national.
Because they've got this, just call her a chick is really a...
Sandy Duncany. She looks Sandy Duncan.
That's giving that woman the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's making Sandy Duncan appear to be Pam Anderson.
But this woman has two eyes on this commercial.
She looks like an elf. She really looks like an elf.
You're right. Sandy Duncan has a glass eye.
She does.
But... This woman is not even elf, like, in a cute Katie Couric way.
No, she's in under the bridge. You know, she's going to put a spell on you.
And it's like she's wearing men's PJs,
mm-hmm.
which are on a normal woman with breasts and a vagina and a nice tight ass would look very sexy. Imagine the concept. You're going to get a woman wearing men's silk PJs jumping up and down on a bed. You go, oh, my God, I'll go to the store. But the truth is, she jumps up and down on the bed, and it makes you want to throw up all over the covers.
Well, it makes you want to throw up, but perhaps they're going for Josephine Average. Maybe that's who they're looking at.
No, listen, Josephine Average doesn't look like that. That girl's like a size...
She's below average.
Yeah, she's like a size...
I agree with you.
She's like a size zero.
I mean, I completely understand what you're talking about. She has not aroused the same level of passion, and I'm not sure what's doing that, where you're hating on her a little more than I would.
I saw it a couple of times in a row today. One of those stop sets right before where you just...
And they do the super close-up at one point on her face.
And they also do slow motion with her going up, making like karate moves in the air.
I know why you hate her. Because she's ugly, but she has the confidence of an attractive woman.
Man, you would have loved growing up in my area in Connecticut when they had Ruby Vine at Railroad Salvage and his wife, Choo Choo. And man, Ruby Vine, who owned Railroad Salvage.
Yes. And his wife, Choo Choo.
And his wife, Choo Choo. And Ruby Vine was a furniture retailer. And he had Railroad Salvage. And you would go, the store was called Railroad Salvage because you would go and buy things that had been
fallen
off trains.
How'd she get the name Choo Choo?
Sure, her name was Choo Choo because because I think of the store. She came around Choo Choo Vine.
What's
her name? Ruby and Choo Choo Vine. And she was
fat.
She got fatter as every year went by. She would gain about 10 pounds a year, and by the end, she looked like Choo Choo looked like Lulu.
Cool.
Lulu Roman.
But this lady, I kind of agree with Don. This lady is very, she's almost like a evil Chronicles of Narnia
disturbing
character.
I just Googled her, but I can't find good. I Googled
room store.
Room store woman.
Oh, how about Google room store wench?
Let me just try room store. Okay, they got to be loving this free advertising.
They have a catchy jingle, don't they? They put it all for you at the room store.
That's the wrong melody.
Da 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 at the room store.
I've been a customer.
Have you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not so well.
Well, see, that's the stuff you can't talk about.
Ah.
Room store.
You talk about the ugly lady in the commercial, but your personal agendas, they're not. Okay.
Roomstore.com.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe this is Are they using
her face on some of their other advertising?
I will let you know as soon as the page comes up.
Everybody hold on tight because we're now moving at a CBS.
We put it all together and save you more.
We put it all together and we save you more. At the room store.
You know what? It appears...
God, they owe us money now.
It appears that they're pretty smart. I'm on their webpage, and there is...
No her?
Nothing with her. Let me even just... Special features, what's new, advanced...
Special features might have their TV ad.
What's new? Here are your things. What's new? That's just new furniture.
Uh-huh.
Advanced search, recommendations, room planner, and your home magazine.
That's not going to help us.
No.
No, how do you find that check? If in fact she is a chick.
Try Wikipedia.
Try Wikiwitchia.
Wikipedia?
Wikielfia.
Wikidwitchia.
Okay. You'll get your sofa, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Now we can use that new verb we learned. Let's wiki it.
Wiki. Okay.
Wikipedia.
Here we go.
Wiki Wild Wild West. All right, I'll wiki Wild Wild West it. Now we'll put room store.
I would put room store first, and then it might have a link to her.
Okay, search.
I'm sure if she's an actress, which she is, she'll have her own info.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Wikipedia is so full of crap.
Yeah, but it's a good starting place. Because somewhere before you, someone's been noticed.
Oh, my God.
You have to admit she's got personality.
6,609 different... I'll never find her on this thing.
I never use Wikipedia.
Yes,
you should.
I don't either.
Is it Wikipedia or Wikipedia?
It's Wikipedia.
It sucks. I think it's wicked bad.
You can go on Wikipedia and make something. I could go on Wikipedia right now and put on Rob Spiewak's page. Rob was convicted for touching kids.
You ought to go to YouTube and type in a room store commercial.
But that's not going to help us find anything out about her. It's just going
to
help us.
Yeah, but you'll be able to look at her.
Yeah, hold on a second. Maybe it's there.
But that's the problem, looking at her. We don't want that.
Well, stop it, Rob. You know, it went much, much, much smoother yesterday when you weren't here.
I agree.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
But you did dance at the beginning of the show, and I appreciate that.
Thank
room
you.
Store.
Maybe I could dance for the room store.
All right, YouTube, I put in room store. I didn't put commercial, just put in room store.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. Oh, did anybody check out the message from those two nerds on YouTube, incidentally?
No.
The two nerds that sold it?
No, I didn't
see it.
It's
like the one guy, there's a Chinese dude, Asian Oriental dude, and then there's a long hair from Britain.
Right.
And he does a lot of the talking. Mm-hmm. It's like, well... I know a lot of, and their kids, they're like 15 years old.
Now, are they going to still run it, or are they done? They're
No, they're going to run it.
Okay.
They're still going to run it. Hold on. Fun in storeroom?
Oh, it's reversed it.
Beat down in grocery store stockroom.
Yeah.
Eric gets beat up by two workers in the back of a Wegmans grocery store in New York.
Wow. That's what you find on YouTube. You just find the weird stuff. Hidden camera captures beating.
Farting in store.
Oh.
Me farting in store while waiting for Heather in the dressing room. It's 4 seconds long.
I'd love to see it.
It's just the guy who's got a handheld camera, and he just lets a fart go.
And shared it with America.
Let me see. No, there's nothing about...
Oh, that's a shame.
Blah, 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 blah. Chris Isaac at Tower Records. God.
You know, you bring up one thing for a search, and then all of a sudden they pop in a lot of other stuff. It's very weird.
Kendo, Don, and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? I just wanted to tell you that I absolutely agree with you about that room star woman, and she drives me absolutely nuts. I am not a channel flipper,
she
and I
drives
want to flip.
Me crazy. Who is that little, eunuch, though? You know, I mean, really.
Now, calling her a eunuch, you immediately make her a male.
That's right. I understand.
Exactly.
I understand. A eunuch is
no
D and B's. No D and B's. I know what a eunuch is, Mike.
I know. It was explained to you one time. It was explained to both of us.
Hello, Don.
Very Mike. Clearly.
Which of Michael Jackson's family was in the
Jermaine.
Studio? Jermaine. And shout out to his daughter, Your Majesty.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You sure that's not the room source?
Yes, I'm very sure.
Positive.
Are you sure you're not a dumbass?
No, I'm not.
No, yes, you are.
Out in California, they call them the room source.
Okay, well, here in America, we call it the room store. Now, do you have, by chance, in California, is it a different franchise that has the same woman doing the commercials.
I'm assuming you're right.
Do you have a room store chain in California?
No, we do not.
Are you sure? Can you be 100% sure?
No, I cannot, Mike.
Can you please describe the commercial that you see in California?
That's the one with a girl jumping up and down on the bed.
Huh. And you're sure it's called the Room Source?
We have ones called the Room Source out here, correct.
Now, you know, we were ready to collectively...
It's a pretty dumb name for a furniture.
We were collectively ready to jump guys down this guy's throat. I'll tell you one thing, though.
They do that, though, don't they? They go to the left coast and they tweak the name a little bit.
Or I'll give you an example. And I've seen this from watching the West Coast feeds on my satellite.
Uh-huh.
And even the New York stations. You know that, the Factory Discount Jewelers. And it looks like such a cheesy friggin' ad.
Yep.
And it goes, come visit us at a store in Bethesda. And it's just got like a bunch of people in the office of a jewelry store waving.
Right.
And you look at that and you say, that is locally produced. That is so...
Right.
It's not unprofessional, but it's so unslick.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the feeling that it's a mom and pop place.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's nationwide.
Huh. They just do it that way.
It's the way that they market themselves.
And the greatest local commercial ever, though, that I always tell you to watch. They did an actual piece on this guy, Chopper, out in Las Vegas. The guy that has the car dealership. It is the finest infomercial I've ever seen.
He
brings the car and he has a little blue genie. Oh, man, that's absolutely fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oops.
Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
You want to see me naked?
What young lady is this? Is this the lady from the room store?
This is the lady from the room store. You can send me at cowboyentertainment.com.
Oh, he just got a plug-in.
He just got a plug-in for some website.
Oh, man, what are you doing?
Jesus Christ, you're killing us with this.
Luckily, his phone sucked. I don't think anyone understood what he said.
I feel like the same guys that, crashed our little YouTube commercial.
Yeah, all right, we got a break. Listen, if anybody does have information on that unit from the room store or whatever it's called on the West Coast, you know, we must find out and we must contact this company and tell them they are teetering on the edge of bankruptcy. Really, it's going to be, people are going to show up in front of the store with sticks on fire. You know, there's going to be all
sticks on some of them fire. On my couch.
You know, torches, Mike. They're going to be carrying torches.
Pitchforks.
It's going to be awful. It's going to be, you know.
That's the latest album from my favorite rock group. Sticks on fire.
So let's find out about this chick. Oh, and our man... Jerry, simply the greatest performer of all time.
It's going to win him an Emmy Award.
Yeah. Yeah, J.O. was on one of the Law and Orders last night, SVU.
That's right.
And J.O. You said J.O., which...
And then I sat and really worked it.
There he is, Jerry.
J.L. talking about J.O. So he was on the Law and Order show.
SVU.
Wonderful show.
So we'll play some tapes of him. And now I see people are calling about the room store show. Sure.
Well, the room store.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's your motto, listeners. 5 seconds late. I was homeless on this show.
Let's just see if by chance anybody has any info. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I know the name of the lady that's on that commercial.
What? Thank you. Beautiful. Buzz, get ready to Google this, please.
I'm on it.
Okay, who is she?
She goes by Flora, F-L-O-R-A.
Do it, Buzz. Do it, Buzz. Google it, Buzz.
A last name?
She has but one name.
She goes by Flora the Design Diva or something like that.
Flora the Design Diva.
Any luck, Buzzy?
The picture search turned up nothing, so I'm looking for text now. And I'm not seeing her.
All right, we'll continue either. Searching. Thank you.
She's God's little secret.
Thank you.
You lose.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not listed.
Bye-bye.
You effing C-word.
Oh, now stop that.
That's horrible.
You will be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
It's like a weight has been lifted. Celibacy is the way to go, man. Andy had it right. You know, look at him. He looks younger than all of us, but he's 10 years older. Why? Because he's never had a relationship. No she-devil sucked his life force out yet.
You're gay now?
No, I'm not gay. I'm just celibate.
I think
I mean, that sounds gay. I just want you to know that this is, like, the first conversation of, like, three conversations that leads to you being gay. Like, there's this, and then in a year, it's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of going to want to get back out there, but I think I like guys. And then there's the big, oh, I'm a gay guy now.
You're gay for saying that.
I'm gay for saying that.
You know how I know you're gay?
How? How do you know I'm gay?
Because you macrame'd yourself a pair of jean shorts.
No, I know you're gay. You just told me you're not sleeping with women anymore.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
You like Coldplay. You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You like the movie Made in Manhattan?
You know I know you're gay?
How?
I saw you make a spinach dip in a loaf of sourdough bread once.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I love when are in my face.
That's gay? The Don and Show.
Come, cop a feel of the Don and Mike Show.
And thank you now, Conrad Gretzky.
Her name is Kristen S. Don't know what the S stands for. Stinky.
Can I see?
Yep. Height 5'7", eyes green, hair brown. Teleprompter is what it said. Where do we get that search from?
Confirmation. There she is. I just needed that little confirmation. Make sure we were talking about
that
the same
thing. That is one fuggly girl.
It's a model service, their webpage. And teleprompter, I'm guessing, is like her, the skills she brings. She can read from a teleprompter.
Amen. So can we. We do well with teleprompters.
Sure. Well, you use them.
We don't do well with memorization.
Every day you use one so
we
well.
We found that out at the Living Seas.
We are going to turn.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Okay. We don't have time for that whole story. But when... OTA. When my... And I started working together.
The first thing we did...
21 years ago. They sent us down to Walt Disney World, and they opened up the Living Seas. And they said, you'll be doing a commercial.
And we thought at the time that it was this incredible, exclusive honor that Disney had handpicked us to go down and broadcast from, from their big deal.
You know, they're whoring it out to radio stations across America, so we get down there, there's 20 different morning shows.
Oh, we were meat. We were just fresh meat.
And they put us in wetsuits, which is not a good look
at any point
in our career.
We should not have been put in wetsuits.
And they want us to read this copy. And both Mike and I refused to study the copy.
Yeah, we thought, now, was there a reason for that, or did we just sort of say, hey, we can just wing this?
We said we can wing it.
We can wing it, and every other DJ down there had studied and memorized, right, including that one asshat from the Houston station.
Because he was sitting wearing his wetsuit, going, hi, I'm Mike Fox from K-O-D-A.
K-O-D-A, and he'd memorized it, and he was thinner than we were. And we instantaneously hated it.
Sure. So what happens is all the other DJs were really like they were going to do really play Let It Be on stage. They were all in the corner going, okay, what's your line? What's your line? Okay, we play the best music and you could win this. Mike and I, smoking cigarettes.
We're just
eating.
Looking at the other DJs and making fun of them.
It got to be our turn.
It's our turn.
We got up there and after about three takes, one of us said, can we get cue cards? And they said... We don't work with cue cards.
No, you gotta
memorize. You gotta memorize the script.
And it was like a 30-second one-shot deal. I mean, it was really. It's not like they could break it up and we could read 8 seconds.
And they had a lot of stuff that they wanted said. You know, that certain Disney way.
Join us here for our live broadcast as we celebrate the opening of Disney's. And cut.
And this is why we don't. Why we don't play well with others, because while the other DJs were doing their spectacular, flawless reads,
right, and Mike out of there very quickly.
Mike and I are sitting in the corner smoking and drinking and laughing at them. when it came to be our turn, really, it took like an hour.
Totally unprepared.
Wow. An hour.
And the crew was not happy with us because, you know, they were so used to churning these things out and getting the DJs in and out. But you win the Bravery Award because you were the one that actually went down into the tank. And had your, by that time you did have it memorized because Don had to go inside the tank, the fish tank at the Living Seas, and I was standing outside, I think, in a t-shirt. And you had to give your line, you know, and then it began the whole ritual with Disney.
But I'll tell you one great thing that happened on that trip.
What?
And then really, we've got to search for this room store woman.
Mm-hmm.
I chalk this up as totally Disney's fault. I don't think we ever, there's an outstanding bill at Disney. Here's the problem. We went down there, like I said, it was in the last 20 years because Bart was a baby.
Right.
Because I remember that Billy, your first wife, mm-hmm. we actually have pictures of her carrying around Bart in, yep. In the backpack yep. when we're walking through the park. When we got there, they gave us these cards. And they said, these are special cards. You can use them anywhere at any store in the Magic Kingdom.
For anything. Oh.
Now, they never said to us. Now, granted, I was not as suave and deboner as I am today. But they never said, like, when you check into a hotel or something, give us a credit card for incidentals.
Right.
They said, whatever you want at the park.
Right.
You don't pay cash.
Mm-hmm.
You use the card.
Cool.
So, I'm there with my kid, and he was under a year old at that time.
Right.
And I was just loading up on this stuff. And Frida was saying, we cannot afford this. I said, baby doll, this is free.
It's free. We're DJs.
And I think Mike, to a lesser extent,
yeah.
was doing the same thing. But I went way over the top. I mean, I was saying, like, we got to buy gifts for everybody. Come on. This is free. It's like free Disney stuff.
Jackets.
I did get jackets.
Mickey jackets.
I bought Mickey jackets for me, right. for Frida, little one for Bart, little Mickey Mouse shoes for all this crap I couldn't afford.
Put it on the card.
Got back home. About a month later, it was Kathy Colodna, the promotions director,
right.
called me into her office and said, there's an outstanding Disney bill, something like $1,500.
Right.
And I said, whoa. They said we could have anything we want.
Yeah, sure.
And she put her head back and she laughed, like the knowing laugh, like, ha ha. You silly ass.
It's Disney. They don't do that.
It's Disney. Ain't nothing for free at Disney.
No. Had to pay it back, right?
Yeah, well, as is my wont, I did not tell Frida that this had happened.
Oh, good.
And then it was, that's one reason that, I finally learned it's easier just to tell her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it always ended up biting me in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those things that, I don't know, went away, and I think the way that they ended up doing it was they said, okay, what we're going to do is take some money out of your paycheck or something to pay back this Disney thing to make it right. And I was like, yeah, anything, just don't let my wife find out about
right.
it. Sort of, and it was like, okay. Then we're at a Christmas party, and I see from across the room the hairy eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 20 years ago.
Right.
And I don't know what it is. It could be a myriad of things,
sure.
you know me.
It
could be anything. So I make my way over, and I'm like, hey, what's happening? She says, I have never been so embarrassed in my life.
Oh.
Like, what are you talking about? She says, that Disney stuff was not free, and they took the money out of your paycheck. And you lied to me about it, and we couldn't afford it. I'm like, hey.
It's a little joke.
Christmas.
Who told you this? That's all you care about is who told me this.
I don't need to deal with this right now. I'm going to go sing karaoke.
No, so I did not pay. I did pay. But I didn't pay.
They kind of were vague about it. They were a little vague about it.
But that commercial shoot, you and I were the biggest swinging dicks in the world.
We were complete asshats.
Wearing our big, fat wetsuits.
They stuffed us into these wetsuits. I mean, it's the last thing the two guys that look like us should wear is wetsuits, and they just, you know, shoved us, sausaged us into these wetsuits, and it was an embarrassment.
It was the beginning of a bad relationship with Disney.
Yes.
The very last remote that we ever did at Disney World, swear to God, hand on whatever Bible you read.
It was at Epcot, I remember that.
And this story is on page 84 of whatever Bible you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
They got so mad that Mike and I dared to speak to customers in the park. I think we were asking them if they had a wedgie, or if we saw someone with a wedgie.
It's hysterically funny. And after we did it, usually everybody, in fact, there was nobody that I can remember that was really perturbed about it. Everybody was, there might have been a little embarrassment, but people laughed about it.
I mean, we can't even say that. We couldn't say it on the radio then. It's when you got, you know, your underpants and your pants stuck in the crack of your behind.
Right. And we would say, excuse me, can we see if you have we're doing wedgie checks. And it was the funniest thing that we did during the whole time we were down there.
Now, keep in mind that from 6 to 9 while we're down there doing the morning show, they've got us in this area where you don't come in contact with anybody except the Disney schmucks that they want you to interview.
Right. And then you slowly see them, you know, starting to open up their little lemon ice stands, and they start turning on the brainwashing music, and you realize that in moments the customers are going to arrive, and we said, hey, we're finally going to be able to have fun.
Showtime.
Right.
So, 9 a.m., park opens.
That's it. We have 1 hour to really enjoy the people in the park.
We start having fun, and I mean within 5 minutes, this is the absolute truth. They had crime scene tape. What they did was...
They told us we couldn't move out of like a 10-square-foot area.
They made like a crime scene box, and they said, for the rest of the show, you're not allowed to leave the box.
They had guys come down that looked like the Secret Service. They
guys
were
with
Disney,
the,
we talked about it.
Guys with the earpieces.
The right. Disney Secret Police. They had those headphones that they have, like for Secret Service.
Right.
They said, do not leave this box.
And I remember what we did. We went to the edge, right to the edge where the crime scene tape was. And we
right.
would still be saying to people, excuse me, would you like to be on the radio? And there was a big thug from Disney standing right there.
Yeah,
right.
And then they shut us down entirely.
Yeah, then they pulled
because
the plug.
We were doing wedgie checks from our little box.
Mm-hmm.
Beforehand, we were taking wireless microphones and like running people down. Yeah, saying, excuse me. And we only do it to the people who had the worst wedgie.
Right. And a lot of times they would laugh.
There was a guy, I believe, from Wisconsin that sticks in my mind that had the White Sox pulled up halfway up his calf, and half of his shorts were you know, you couldn't see daylight.
Wow.
It was delightful.
Yeah. Anyway, screw Disney.
Yep.
To this day, that's why, well, when I was down in Orlando.
Well, you remember
with the grandkids,
remember they put us in the crappy hotel?
That's why I go
hotel?
To Universal. That's why I go to Universal.
Remember they put us in the crappy Disney hotel, and we talked to other DJs that were there, like from New York, who got to stay in the Grand Floridian. I remember that. That's where they got to stay. And we were feeling slighted right from the beginning.
We were in the Goofy's Taint Hotel.
And we got, you know what? They put all the other, like the other DJs they would put at the bottom of the Magic Castle stairs, right. You know, like with a elevated perch. They put us like behind the Brown Derby restaurant. down like in the far corner, like behind a bush. Where we couldn't be seen, and the only time we got into real trouble is when we finally did it one day from Epcot Center, where we were in a prime location,
man,
where we could see everybody, and we had they shut us down after that.
Yeah. They did,
and said we're not welcome back at Disney.
They did.
Oh, too bad.
Screw them and their Disney horse.
That's when we started going to Universal.
All right, Kristen S. Rob, this is my challenge to you. You consider yourself to be a producer. You've been unable to get anyone of any substance to be on this show. I've given up on that totally. However, here you go. Deliver us the head of Christian S.
Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to say you hate her? Is that what you're going to say to her? Or,
let's get her on the show.
Okay.
Let's at least get her on the show.
Uh-huh.
Ask her how she got these room, store, whatever they are, commercials across the country.
Whether she has a wedgie.
And,
whether she has a wedgie.
What's up with that body?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with that?
You what's know, happening with that boss?
Has she ever thought about augmentation? Hey, did she get the job because she's asexual? Was she ever a gymnast?
All right, so you've answered my question. I was going to wonder what you were going to say. You're not going to attack her. It's going to be an inquiry.
Well, it could get ugly.
It might get ugly.
It could get ugly because I'm going to have to mention that the commercial does make me want to vomit.
It makes your flesh crawl.
It really does. Now, am I alone out there? Joe, I see that we have nothing about this now. But hey,
yes.
Joe. Oh, were people calling in with hatred for the room store lady?
No, they were just trying to help you find her.
Oh, I got the agency.
Nobody seemed to hate her, though? Is it just me that hates her?
I'm not familiar with
the
commercial.
I think so. I mean, most people were just like, hey, try this, try that. And that's what we were doing in the last break. And then somebody emailed it to Johnny.
Who knows? When you get done talking with her, you might completely turn around.
Impossible, Mom. Impossible.
You might end up loving her.
No, I don't think so. God damn, she's annoying. Really, she's in like
got under your skin.
I can't believe what, Joe?
I'm sure that the listeners could hate her if you wanted them to.
He's right, Joe. I was just wondering what the pulse of the listener was.
Take a little informal listener poll.
Oh, here you go. Hey, Rob B11, run that back to Joe. As long as he's back there, run it back as fast as you can.
Fly!
Joe, we've got a sponsorship for this segment of the show on Westwood One. If you would read it, please.
Exactly.
Yes, ass.
Don and Mike, Billboard's Week of 10-9. One time, Radio Shack. Brought to you by Radio Shack, the official sponsor of the Rolling Stones Tour.
Hey.
That's a treat for Joe.
Hey, good, you gave it to him because of the Stones.
Joe's nice. A big Stones fan.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joey. Lifelong stunts.
Nobody's fallen out of a tree recently. They're back on tour.
Nope, they're okay.
Everything's all right.
I saw the clip of Mick Jagger. I was watching something on MTV.
Right.
And I saw the clip of him saying, if I'm 45 and I'm still singing Satisfaction, I wish somebody would shoot me. I'm like, he's 65 now.
Yeah.
And then I saw the most uncomfortable interview ever on Mark Cuban's channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On the High Def Network.
Was it that Higher Definition show?
No, although I can't stand that creep.
I don't like that guy either.
It was a guy, used to be on MTV.
Okay.
Matt Pinfield, is that the guy's name?
Oh, the little music guy.
Yeah, the scary
guy that looks like his lips are always wet.
Pinfield? Pasty guy.
Mealy mouth. He's the definition of mealy mouth.
He is interviewing 50 Cent about what 50 Cent's new movie is going to be like. So I turned this on. You know, I'm a fan of 50 Cent. I'll see what's going on. They should have called it White Man Uncomfortable with Three Black Men in the Same Hotel Room.
He's tragically white, Matt Pinfield.
Because 50 Cent is sitting on the couch, and of course he's got his two boys next to him.
Right.
You know, who knows who these guys are? They're in his posse. They really don't do a lot except nod whenever he says something. And
are they looking angry?
Of course they are. You know, they got the hats on sideways and everything.
Right.
And 50 Cent is talking about how it's hard to play yourself in a movie because you're reliving things you've really relived.
Is he talking about how his movie tanked at the box office?
No, I guess before the movie came out.
Okay.
But he's talking about how it's hard to do this stuff, and they cut to the shot of Matt Pinfield, who looks like Tom Arnold. You know that nervous, coked up, wired way that Tom Arnold always looks?
Yeah, only Matt Pinfield looks like Mr. Clean. I mean, he's cue ball bald.
And he's fatter.
Right.
And here's the thing. The vibe that I got from him was that. Now, here's the Tom Arnold vibe that I get when I watch Tom Arnold. Hey, I'm not doing drugs anymore. I'm just really high on life. Hey, Dave, you're great. I touch Roseanne sometimes. Whoa, hey, what's going on? Hey, it's the best day of fortune. Okay,
right.
That's the vibe. That's right. Here's the vibe I got from Matt Pinfield. I'm a white guy and there's three black guys in here. Oh, my God. Three black guys against one white guy. What am I going to ask this guy? Oh, my God. He's got his hand on a Johnny angle. My God, they got to kill me. Okay, question.
Hey, what school do you go to?
Yes.
Whoa.
Matt Pinfield.
I call it uncomfortable.
You know, it's weird. Cuban does like to hire the bald guys for his channel, doesn't he? Because that higher definition guy is a bald guy. Or at least he shaves his head, and then you got Matt Pinfield, too. It's a strange little cocktail that he's got on that network.
But it was weird, man, because that dude was uncomfortable.
Isn't he a writer for, like, Rolling Stone or something like that? Isn't that what his background is? He looks to me like a print guy.
A rock journalist. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I would just like to comment that I do indeed hate that room store lady. And me and my mother have had a conversation. Just the way she says, fancy schnancy. Oh, God, I want to just
watch
the TV and murder her.
So now that's a little... No. Now, see,
how is your
that's
mommy?
Where you get us in trouble.
How is your mommy doing?
But I do think the celebrity she most resembles would be an ostrich.
Who is your mommy? I mean, how is your mommy doing?
My mother, she's not from Hoarsville, I'll tell you that.
Wow, you seem to be making a stand. It's funky, isn't it?
Do you live with Mom?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Well, how did it come to be that... Well, you have arguments on the phone with her, or...?
No, I just get... we have dinner once a week.
Oh, that's nice.
You have dinner once a week.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Is it just you and your mom?
Dancing? Cocktails?
Exactly.
Then offer some heavy petting.
We get together and watch Dancing with the Stars once a week and have a cocktail.
And a bubble bath.
Sure, put a record on the phonograph.
You know, I'll give that guy credit. That would be a date you would take your mom on. You'd take her out, get her loaded, come on, watch Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. And just sit there, you know, get a little loaded and go, it's just not the same since George Hamilton hasn't been on it.
And then you said...
That means I direct programs. Put your arm up on the back of the couch.
Pretend to yawn.
Mom!
Stretch.
Mom!
Change me, Mommy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, how about Cynthia Nixon? She looks a lot like her.
She does.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, she does look like Cynthia Nixon.
And therefore,
she's my Cynthia Nixon.
Stop it. Stop it.
Now, I thought you admitted that Cynthia Nixon
is... I'm the only guy in America that likes her.
Cynthia Nixon is an acquired taste, but even you would have to add, and boy, is she an acquired taste, but even you would have to admit, compared to the room store, if it was, who would you do?
No, I saw
Cynthia Nixon or the room store lady, and are you going to say you saw her like as Harry Truman's wife in that HBO thing?
Yes.
She really needs some makeup, doesn't she?
Oh, my God.
She really needs some makeup.
Was it Harry Truman's wife, or was it...
FDR's wife.
FDR's wife.
It was FDR.
Young FDR, and she does
Warm
the same.
Springs or something?
And she smiles, and you see those shoppers.
Okay, then who would you do?
Boy.
Cynthia Nixon or the room store lady?
Is Cynthia Nixon dressed up like Eleanor Roosevelt?
No, Cynthia Nixon is dressed up like she was on Sex and the City, and the room store lady is dressed like she is in the
I may do the room store lady. I'm sorry, but
really?
I might. Let me see the picture of the room store lady.
You know what? Hold on, Mike.
All right, Rob's got it. Rob's got it.
Have you seen Cynthia Nixon's lover?
I know she's gay. Come on. Guys, I know she's not doable. I just always said when Sex and the City was on.
Yeah,
I
the room store
it.
Lady.
Wow. You would do the room store lady
now
over
with
Cynthia
Nixon. Hold on. I agree with the annoying factor. But on the pure, if it's just the pure, you know, get the job done.
You know,
Cynthia Nixon, I feel about Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon has got breasts. She's gross. Not as gross as the room store lady. My God, what's going on here today?
I'm going back.
First, you're talking about going back to the Catholic.
That's
Church.
The day I'm having. That's the kind of day I'm having.
Crazy. Do this room store lady over Cynthia Nixon?
It all started when I put the change in the meter last night.
And then Mike runs to midnight mass with Cynthia Nixon.
Don and Mike show.
The room store lady.
Hello.
Worship with me.
You're on the air.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
I know somebody thinks he's hot. Your buddy Jack Diamond says he thinks he's really hot. I heard him say it on the radio about a week ago. Your buddy Harvey Joe.
Harvey Joe.
He says she's really sexy. He has a thing for her. He wasn't joking around. He says she's a hot girl.
I don't believe this.
That's the only person I know that thinks he's
that's
hot.
That's why I'm letting
annoying,
him.
Too.
He can't even, he's not even picking up on cricket. See, he cannot hear us now.
Right. You agree that the call lacks credibility.
Oh, sure. I don't think Harvey Joe has talked about her on his show.
Harvey Joe.
The sixth stooge.
Harvey Joe.
Harvey Joe. Don't hurt me! Harvey Joe.
He's Buzz, of course, was referring to probably one of the worst stooges of all time.
Yes.
Curly Joe Derita.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
I hate that room store lady. She's got to be the most annoying person on air.
Is that a bird I hear in the background?
Yeah, it's a bird.
What kind of bird do you
have? What kind?
I would say a robin.
How do you catch it?
Is it outside or inside?
It is outside. I'm speaking on my porch right now.
Wow, it's kind of a cloudy, gray fall day.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn Park.
Where?
You're Robin.
Holy nightmare.
You're Baltimore.
Ah.
Hi, Robin.
Holy Las Vegas.
You know what a real producer would do right now?
A real producer.
She's got to be so annoying.
Go get
the way she makes you feel.
Robin the Boy Wonder song.
Oh.
Okay.
Holy ball and chain.
Are you sure it's a robin?
It could be a bluebird. No, I can't really tell.
Let's hope it's a robin while Rob looks for
it. Holy caffeine.
Could be a cardinal.
Mike, for the sake of Rob who's looking for something right
now. It's a robin.
Let's hope it's a robin.
It's Robin Redbreast.
Holy fruit salad.
Well, never mind. He's not going to find it, so just never mind.
He found it.
Oh, he did.
He's putting it in the machine now.
Deedly, deedly, deed. You know what I missed, boy?
What's that?
I missed your shaking hands. I missed that. I did.
Well, they're back.
Holy heart failure.
There we go.
Thank you, Rob.
Don, I don't know. The way she makes you feel.
Hold on a second. You're talking right over the good part. We're Robin.
We're playing the fabulous Robin the Boy Wonder song.
The good part.
Here it is. Hold on a second. Again, you say you saw a Robin?
He's not going to. Did he hang
up? No, he's still there.
Sir, yeah, I'm still here.
You need to play along. Don's going to ask you, and then you say, yes, I saw a Robin. All right? Play along, sir.
So, you say you saw a Robin.
Boy, wonder, I love you. Boy, wonder.
here is a happy letter from someone just about your age.
Okay, Robin.
Dear cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite boy wonder. A cold chill runs up my spine every time I see you sock a villain.
Fine, Clay Aiken.
How I cry when you're even scratched. Please don't send me a mimeograph copy of interesting facts about you. I want your handwriting. I have a whole wall of my room dedicated to you.
My room.
Oh, boy, wonder. I'm making a gum wrapper chain to symbolize my love for you. It's going to be as long as I am tall.
Wow, anyway, that goes on and on. That's
quite a love letter.
Boy Wonder, and I love you.
And Mike, as long as we're on a Batman theme, we could not play Robin the Boy Wonder without playing Batman Adam West.
I've never met a girl like you before. Miranda.
Miranda.
Yeah.
I do anything for you if you just ask.
Oh, help.
Miranda.
Would you take off your mask?
Ask me to do anything.
Take off your mask, Batman.
But please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's against the code of heroes.
Robin.
And Miranda on Sex and the City was played by Cynthia Nixon.
So there it is.
Thank you, Buzz.
Completely tied up in a nice little bow.
Thank you, Buzz.
Wonderful.
Hey, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Still got the Robin outside?
Yeah, there's some Robins out here. Boy
Wonder, I love you. Oh, no. I won't subject you to this.
Yeah. Hi, kids.
Hi, kids.
It's me, your pal, the Boy Wonder.
Why do I
shut up!
Why do I... I'm seemingly hearing that and thinking Dateline NBC.
Yeah, me too. Hi, kids.
I don't know why.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Hi, kids. I've been getting your fan mail.
Boy Wonder,
hold on, give me just a second, because I do have some new Chris Hansen tapes.
Remember, it still sounds like man mail at the beginning when he says fan mail.
Oh, that's right, man mail.
Right.
Oh, that's right. We had a whole discussion on that.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
Hi, kids. It's me, your pal, the Boy Wonder. Taking this opportunity... up on my man mail.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Oh. Wow. Hold on. What was that one? Hold on a second.
That was
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
He reads that so well.
So horrible to take that out of context.
No, it's not.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
Hello, Bert.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Oh. He's reading from the emails.
He thinks so.
Reading his man mail. I didn't know we had that wealth of
things. I'll just be your secret lover. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Dear, cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite boy.
Shut up!
When we got to the house, Burt Ward came with a six-pack and a box of condoms.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
Those things.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Thank you.
Are you still there? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Please hang up.
Hang up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, why are you naked except for a mask and booties?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Please, step out of the Batmobile.
Hold on, where's the... Do we have any other ones?
I'll just be your secret lover.
Oh, no, hold it. You know what else we got?
Oh, God, we need to take a break. We've not heard any of the Jerry Lewis on Law & Order SVU.
Oh, yeah.
We've got those tapes.
Gabby!
Also, we've got the advance here. Are you aware that Mel Gibson is doing his mea culpa, starting with, I think, as someone on the show predicted, with Diane Sawyer?
Oh, yeah. Ah, yes, when you want to go to the softball.
Right, so... Anyway, we've got advanced tape of Mel Gibson. Hey, Klaus Kong, when is this going to be on?
It's Good Morning America Thursday and Friday, right. But he won't really address the juicy, meaty stuff until Friday.
Oh, of course.
Right, so here we've got some advanced Mel Gibson. Listen to this crap.
It was just the stupid ramblings of a drunkard. And what I need to do to heal myself and to be assuring and allay the fears of others, and to heal them if they had any heart wounds from something I may have said. So, this is the last thing I want to be, is that kind of monster.
Okay, no problem.
Sounds like you still might be smoking, though.
No problem.
So,
all fixed.
And then he said this.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
Said that to Diane Sawyer.
We had our young girl, 23 years old, pose as an arch villain to lure Robin into the home.
And then he said this.
Set your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
More doctor.
And then he said this.
You know as well as I do that you will be drunk tonight.
And then he said this.
Set your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
And then he said this.
You're in a fog. You're in a haze. Your reasoning ability, your compass is way, way off here.
I love the new ones.
And then my chick, Whitney Houston, said this.
Just get one thing straight. Crack is cheap. I made too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? Crack is whack.
Holy hole in a donut!
Oh, my God. What happened to Whitney?
Crack is whack.
That's years ago.
Crack, that's an old one. We just pulled that one out, Mike.
Crack is whack.
Pulled that out.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Okay, shut up.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Cut the deal with the devil.
Get ready for some hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno Style Show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, audacious Bud, Red Hot Rock, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John
is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Thank you, Scott.
They will cure your irritable ball syndrome. Oh. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
John Mullen.
It's off the soundtrack for Big Daddy.
Your big daddy,
Adam Sandler's big daddy.
Sean Mullins?
Sean Mullins.
He did that song, Lullaby, about 5 years ago. It's a good remake of George Harrison's What Is Life. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have Joe Theismann.
Wow, been a long time.
And
wait, how much time are you blocking off?
We're giving him a half hour tomorrow.
All right, good, good.
Because I swear to God, I will tell him, it looks to me like he's had work done.
Good. Yeah, we'll see how he addresses that.
It looks to me like he's had some plastic surgery, something to lift his eyes up a little bit.
Okay. Very good. And then he'll say, Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Idiots. Or, you ever been in a Super Bowl?
You ever been in a Super Bowl, buddy? Or he'll just come down after that.
If I die and come back, I'd like to come back as me.
Oh, he said that to me one time. Yeah. And Mike, if I could die and come back as me, I'd do it.
And also
thanks,
ask,
good to see you.
We'll ask him, how come Tony Kornheiser is such a nice guy on Monday Night Football?
What can he do to make Tony meaner?
Because you know that Theismann's got it in him.
Oh, yeah. Theismann's got the greatest ball-busting capability. I mean, I've seen it myself on the golf course. This is a guy that when I was playing golf and he was on another fairway, he yelled stuff at me across the fairway, you know?
No, you're right.
Yeah, he's done that. I've seen he's competitive.
He's not only competitive, he's a jerk.
I mean, in a good way.
He's a nice jerk.
He's a nice jerk, but he's a fun jerk.
Here's the problem with Joe Theismann. Unlike a guy like you or a guy like me, we got nothing to back it up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He's got it to back it up. I mean,
we think we have enough to back it up, and that makes us even worse.
You know, he has whatever he does with you when he plays golf, and he'll scream at you
and insult you. And then take money from you.
Seriously,
I got done, and now I believe it or not, you know I love to gamble when I'm out in Vegas or in Atlantic City. When it comes to golf gambling, I'm really very limited in my knowledge of golf bets, and so you can say to me at the end of a round, he said, okay, I'm one up here, one up here. Then I got a greenie here, I got a sandy here. Okay, you owe me $80. And I went, howdy, howdy, baby. And, you know, he puts it in his pocket and goes, hey, pleasure doing business with you. Just, like, walks off and I'm like, I just got duped by a Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
I just got totally screwed. You know why? Because I'm still wide-eyed. And I'm sure he does that all the time.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm like, oh, Joe took money from me. Thank you. Thanks so much, sir. Please, sir, may I have another? Now spank me with the Board of Education.
I know what I would get a lot of times from him was, how you do it with shake hands. He'd be like, hi, oh, do you feel that on my hand? That's a Super Bowl ring.
Mm-hmm. He's great that way, though.
Yeah.
You know, really, and it, I mean, it's fun, and he does it in fun. But he ought to do it to Kornheiser more.
He sure should.
Really.
And really, he's had something done to his face. Anyway, he'll be on the show tomorrow. We'll ask him about that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Chuck.
Hey, Don and Mike. Love the show. I just got an update on that plane in New York. It was being flown by a New York Yankee pitcher, Corey Lytle.
You're kidding.
No, I swear to God.
You're S-ing me.
He's got control problems.
You know, it's true.
I'm sorry. That's awful.
Wow,
hey,
that's
Mike,
terribly funny.
Mike, you're fat. You're always going to be fat, Mike.
Oh, shut
fatty,
up.
Fatty.
F you.
Is that true, Buzz?
It is true. They think he may have been at the stick when the plane crashed. Apparently, the plane had done some aerobatics over the river, and the belief by aircraft experts is that one of the engines went out. The pilot was unable to regain control, and it crashed into the
apartment. Wow. He was low and inside.
Wow. And he's the one they got in a trade with Bobby Abreu, so he had just come to the Yankees. So that's
well, Simon Reynolds will trade him now.
God damn.
Him. Trade him or cut him.
Wow. Well,
hey,
that's a bigger story now.
How about that Yankee magic, huh? Regis, huh?
Then they not only get knocked out early, but now this happens.
Flying a plane into a building in New York.
You know, it's weird, man, because, I mean, it's the second time I can think of that a Yankee player has had a, you know, died.
Thurman Munson
was a big famous deal.
Right.
I remember when he crashed.
And we're getting a lot of emails from people saying that the whole thing in New York today, which has turned out to be nothing like 9/11.
Right.
A lot of people are concerned because today is the 11th day of Rocktober.
Aerobatics? It seemed weird that you would have a plane that close to Manhattan doing aerobatics.
Yeah. Who knows?
Kind of weird.
Mike, got something for you. We started this whole thing with the Elton John is a gay.
Yes.
Because our man Craig,
has he delivered this week?
I think you'll like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We don't read Craig Wilson's column from USA Today every week.
Right.
Because frankly, he doesn't deliver what we desire every week.
He does not.
However, this week he does.
Oh, good.
This is on page one of the purple section, the life section in USA Today. He's a columnist.
Right.
There we go. Here's his music. Mike and I enjoy reading his columns in a dramatic fashion.
That's what we enjoy doing.
I heard him over the weekend. Sorry.
The final word. Like Craig Wilson. Sometimes junk has a certain curbside appeal to us.
Trying to forget.
We're having our laundry room redone this week.
Good night. Thank you. That's it. You win. You win. I'm not going to top that. It's right at the beginning.
It gets better.
Okay, good.
It gets better.
All right.
Okay, let's take it from the top.
Let me stop.
From the top. Hold on a sec.
We have to start over. That was just too good.
All the way. And now, from the pages of USA Today, the final word. That Craig Wilson boy.
Sometimes junk has a certain curbside appeal.
Nothing more than
we're having our laundry room.
Who does that? Fag!
He's a fag!
That's why we read it. Oh, Lord.
He's a fag.
Oh, my.
We are having our laundry
room. That's the best opening ever for him.
Yes.
We're having our laundry room redone this week. Big news.
It's the only room in the house we haven't touched since we moved in 20 years ago. So when we emptied it, we found things we didn't even know we owned. 2 tons of lint included.
And so I did something I've never done before. I offered up much of it to the masses.
I knew my partner, Jack, would be mortified by this.
Yeah.
So I waited until he went to work to round up the treasures and carry them out to the sidewalk.
Free to a good home,
my sign said. I lied. I didn't care if any of this stuff went to a good home or not. I just wanted to get rid of it.
We'd all like to think our junk is better than the next guy's junk. Again, you can take that a couple of points. It's not. Only about half was taken by the time I closed up shop just before Jack returned home.
No one took the woven basket, the ancient luggage roller, nor the Adidas suede bag I carried through Europe in the fall of 1971. If only it talked.
You know what it would say? Smells like ass here. The picture frames went first. Not a surprise. One even had a watercolor of a sailboat in it. Cute, but not my life anymore. The canvas Tommy Hilfiger bag lingered longer than I thought it would. But it too finally found a new home on the shoulder of a young man. And
feelings. Yes. I watched him from the kitchen window.
I loved how people shopped, picking things up, looking them over, setting them back down, and moving on to the next object.
Our neighbor Caroline snapped up the blue and white counterpane.
Okay, Mike, hold on. Let me stop you right there.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what a counterpane is?
I have no idea.
Neither did I. We had Buzz look it up for us. Buzz?
Yes?
What's a counterpane?
It's a bedspread.
Ah.
An old-fashioned usage of the word.
No one uses the word anymore except Craig Wilson.
Thank you, Buzz. You want to pick it up at the top of your paragraph?
Yes, thank you so much, but let's wait and let the nice man do his singing first. Thank you. Our neighbor Caroline snapped up the blue and white counterpane, the one I threw over my first sofa in my first apartment after college. I fear it will be blue and white threads after she washes it. Oh, hasn't been washed in a while. I reminded her of our no-return policy.
Another neighbor, Sandy, admired a little turquoise pot. Perfect for a plant on her back porch. They complained that it didn't have a hole in the bottom for drainage.
I told her, for the price she was paying, she couldn't say much, nor could she put it back. She had to take it. She did.
We are a nation of people who love getting something free. Even other people's pots,
with no drainage. A few years ago, I did a story about what college kids put on the curb the last week of school. I flew to Ann Arbor, Michigan, rented a van, then cruised the streets in search of enough stuff to furnish a studio apartment.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
In less than half a day, I pretty much had what I needed. But not before I almost got run down by a woman who was buying the same coffee table I was. I made the mistake of circling the block. When I returned, she was loading it in her truck.
Tough luck, Buster, she yelled as I glided by.
Same thing happened the other day when my friend Rose and I were walking our dogs. We came upon a nice-looking pine chest, also bearing free to a good home signage.
Rose was sliding the drawers open and shut when a woman in a station wagon pulled up.
Hey, she yelled, that's mine.
I told Rose not to mess with her. She knew I meant business. Slowly closed the drawer,
And off we went, never looking back.
What can I say? When he delivers, man, he's like Domino's.
That is really one of the best in a long time.
He's Domino's, he's Papa John's, man.
Any article that starts with, we were having our laundry room redone.
You know, there's so many winning lines there.
Oh, you gotta love it.
You've got my partner Jack so many times. You got the fact that he had to get the stuff out before Jack came in. He's got
I was watching from the kitchen window.
Cruising in the van.
The counterpane, cruising in the van.
And of course the pot with no drainage.
I like the understated simplicity of the can of the bag made of swing.
The Tommy Hilfiger. I thought that would go sooner.
His Adidas bag was made of swing. I think the Tommy Hilfiger
was canvas.
Canada.
Better get this done before my partner Jack gets home. He'll be so angry.
Back from the gym.
Hey, what's been going on in the front yard today?
Did you give away our stuff from the laundry room that we're having redone, Buster?
Hi, Jack.
Tough luck, Buster.
Free to a good home.
I love it. I love him. I really do. I mean that only in the purest possible way.
Crazy homo.
I love it.
God, crazy homo.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Craig. Got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? His dudeness, or duder, or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... What day is this?
It's on in my show. They understand the arts of the bunts. Don and Mike.
Thank you! Hey, it was a big Reno-style show. One week from tonight.
All right.
Tonight. Next Wednesday, October 18th. Our raunchy fun will invade Hooters of Rockville. It don't cost nothing to get in. We'll see you there next Wednesday, 8 o'clock, with our Reno-style show. Not to be confused with our old Las Vegas-style show.
Right on.
Let me see. We do have a really good eat-a-weed today. Something that actually has something to do with Elvis.
With the king of rock and roll?
Yes. Some guy who has a webpage, he dresses up as Elvis in Star Wars uniforms. Huh. Like as one of those,
so he's got the Elvis hair, but he wears Star Wars costumes?
Yeah, he's like one of those, what do you call those fighter guys, Rob?
One of my favorite words, the Stormtrooper.
The Stormtrooper, yeah.
All right.
He also dresses up as Elvis as Indiana Jones.
Okay.
And what am I forgetting?
Han Solo and a Ghostbuster.
Oh, delightful.
Wonderful.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of jumpsuits there.
Well, they're really just the outfits. No,
he wears you'll see.
The only jumpsuit would be Ghostbusters.
I think he is the pride of those comic book conventions.
Really?
He enjoys dressing like one of the Star Wars Stormtroopers while wearing his Elvis head.
Man, we can ask him the question, why isn't just Elvis good enough?
Why, Jackson? So he's coming up in a second. But first, I got to share this with you.
Advice.
Let's hear it for him. All right.
Go, Pat, go!
Come on, I know they suck ass, but they're my favorite team.
I know they're your favorite team.
And I got Packers news that I think everyone will be interested in. This comes from Mad City, from Madison, Wisconsin.
They sold the tractor.
No, it's not about the Packer tractor, Mike.
Yep, a $30,000 Packer tractor.
This is a Senate race in Wisconsin. Secretary of State for the state of Wisconsin. There's a woman who has jumped into the fray now.
Okay.
And here is the platform she's running on. She will be on the show next week.
So she's a candidate.
She is. She's Sandy Sullivan there.
Mm-hmm.
She's a 65-year-old Republican.
Yeah, why'd she get in the race?
Well, I'll tell you, she has no experience at all in politics.
That's a good thing sometimes.
She, one time in 2004, she started writing a book that's now come out in print, and it's called My Green Bay Love Stories and Other Affairs. She says that she went to bed with many, many members of the Green Bay Packers back in the day.
God love her. Like in the heyday when they were winning championships.
That's really the whole platform that she's running on.
She slept with Packers. She's a big Packer fan.
She said that she was banged by Paul Horning.
Wow.
And by Don Curry. And that Don Hudson was too old for her. She says she would go to autograph sessions and Packer appearances. She even has pictures of herself on her website with Bart Starr. She says she never went to bed with Bart Starr.
That'd be blasphemy. She wouldn't win the election if she said that, but it's okay to say she banged Paul Harning.
And she really goes into detail about that.
I bet she does.
Yeah. She says she was 19 back in 1961.
Oh, for Harning.
She got a job.
The gambling and the banging.
She got a job by the Packers there, selling tickets. Yeah. And she met Paul Harning. Oh, for Golden Boy.
So she's saying the fact that she slept with some Packers, like, that gives her the right to run for Secretary of State then.
That's right.
Oh, for idiot.
She was, let me see, we've got tape. I can't find the tape, as the quote. She was at a press conference yesterday, and she said, what was it like with Paul Horning? Here he was, in the flesh. Oh, my God, he was so cute. He asked me out, and I accepted. There are two things that Packers think about all the time. Football and sex.
Oh, my God.
And send them in that order.
Well, you know, what is it about that Midwestern stuff? You get all the fun candidates out around there.
So now, I get a link to this from a friend of mine, and I look into it, and then I continue to just search. And you know how you get on something, and it says link here for this, link here for this.
Keep going and keep going.
So, they're trying to get in touch with Packers great Paul Horning, because he's the one that's mentioned most of all in this book, and he's been the one that's mentioned in the campaign for her running for this office that she banged Paul
Horning. Like, he doesn't have enough troubles. I mean, he's the controversial Packer, right? He's the guy that got in trouble
for gambling, right?
But
he was Lombardi's favorite.
That's right. He really let Lombardi down. Hey. What you bang that loudmouth for, Horning?
So, Paul Horning was contacted yesterday by CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox News,
God.
Associated Press. Paul Horning did not return anyone's messages.
Huh.
However, her book, which was published in 2004 and did not sell many copies, but is selling like hotcakes now in Wisconsin.
Hey, see? It's crazy like a fox.
Her book includes a foreword from Paul Horning in which he describes her as a carefree, fun-loving girl who fit right in with me and the rest of the Packers.
So now he's not returning phone calls.
Right.
Well, why the hell would he do a foreword for?
Because he was banger.
No, and probably, you know, by the time, she probably didn't mention that was going to be in the book. And he's like, yeah, I'll write it for you.
Let me see. Well, the book is called Green Bay Love Stories and Other Affairs.
Well, then, I mean, he had to, who knows.
Now, let me see.
I'd love to hear what he has to say about it.
She also says she met and banged many Packers. How about Dan Curry? Packers linebacker.
Now, was he a big name? Was he
a
big name? I'm not a Packer fan. So
he was a big name. She also had sex with his dentist, Matt Sullivan.
Now, no one is immune. You know, that makes us all wonder, like all of our conquests. Perhaps it'll be in a book someday.
Yeah, she also says, Jimmy Taylor, good in the bed.
But she's a Packer slut.
When she was 20, she met Don Hudson, who played back in Buzz's day when they had leather helmets.
Right.
So she's 20, and she's banging all of these Packer guys when they are really in their prime in the 60s. Don Hudson at the time is 50.
He's playing?
No. He had been retired as like the greatest Packer of all time.
Okay.
In 1961, he was 50.
Mm-hmm.
She was 20. Paul Horning said to Don Hudson, hey, there's this pump that's doing everybody on the team.
Right.
She says that Don Hudson asked her to sleep with him, but she turned him down.
Why?
Because he was a relic from the Packers' Stone Ages.
Oh, not good enough for her.
He was young.
And she, for a brief time, was in love with Paul Horning.
Oh, of course. He was the, what they call him, the Golden Boy
the
or
golden
something?
Golden Boy.
Yeah, I love that name.
So how great is it? She's got absolutely no credentials. Well, as Arnold has proved, you don't need.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, you don't need.
He's mentally retarded.
You don't need any credentials at all to run for office. But here's all she's got: candidate touts sex with Packers in campaign.
And I'm sure that it's green and gold. are the colors, the green and yellow that she's using for her campaign.
And we're going to have her on the show next week.
Okay.
Well, find out what her platform is besides, you know, lying on beds.
She's not a bad-looking woman for being 65.
Pretty well. You have a picture of her? Is she
not here on my home computer.
Pretty well-preserved?
Time been kind or time been evil?
You would probably do her before you do the room story.
No, that's Cynthia Nixon. You got that wrong.
No, I think you would do her before you would do the room store lady.
Really?
I think so.
She's that handsome.
Yeah, she, in a Kitty Kelly sort of way.
Well, you know, hold on. Not even that way. Like, you ever seen Giorgia Frontieri, the of the Rams? And you think, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 years ago.
She had big hair?
She could have been a piece of... Yeah, she's got that big frosted hair.
Sure.
She got the big boobs.
I think you see women occasionally that are a little long in the tooth, and you look at them and you say, man, in their day...
Yeah.
And it's an interesting feeling when you see a woman that looks like that, because you say, man, in her day, and maybe...
We work with a couple of them.
So what she's saying...
Really?
What she's saying, Packer fans, is that... The only guy that she's going to rule out on the team that she didn't sleep with...
We worked with one.
...is Bart Starr. That's the only guy that she is absolutely ruling out that she's banged.
Because don't you think that's when she'd get booted right out of town?
Right.
That she, if she mentioned that she slept with Bart Starr, that would be taboo.
She has mentioned that she slept with a lot of married Packers players.
But there's something about Paul Horning that's okay. Bart Starr would be Bart Starr.
And I've waited until the very end to tell you... The best caveat of all.
Okay.
She had liaisons with members of the coaching staff.
Whoa! Come on over here, slut! Vince wants to meet with you!
It's Lombardi! I'm wearing my old man wife beater shirt!
Marie, I'm not in the mood tonight.
Oh, Marie.
I've spent the afternoon with a 19-year-old!
I called an audible! It's in my pants!
You listen. Now, what I'd like you to do is attend right now to the task at hand, young lady. And the task at hand doesn't really require a lot of hard work.
How great is that? So anyway, her name is Sandy Sullivan.
Sandy, nice to see you. My name's Lombardi. Come into my office, won't you, please? Yes, you can touch the trophy.
You can find her on the web, and she'll be on the show next week.
I'm back here. How'd you like to see the real trophy?
Real fast. Here we go, Mike, from the Bad Idea column.
Okay.
CBS is bringing back a classic game show. Name That Tune with Donny Osmond.
Can we get Donny on the show?
Of course we can.
Can we get Donny? It's been too long since we've had Donny.
Yeah. Let me see. David Hasselhoff is coming out with his own scent.
It's called Bourbon and Ass.
The David Hasselhoff fragrance.
From David Hasselhoff, Bourbon and Ass.
Here is the quote from him.
Uh-huh.
I just can't find the bathroom.
It's never been a better time to be the Hoff. These products...
He calls himself the Hoff?
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God.
These products will be an extension of who I am.
I still like the tape you played to him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, where is that tape, Rob?
That is a great tape of him when he's drunk.
What better way to start your day than by spraying yourself with the Hoff?
Is the scent called the Hoff?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God.
The Hoff. And last thing, before we got to hit a break, I bet you are able to guess this one, Mike. What is the candy that parents are most likely to steal from their kids out of their kids' Halloween bags this year?
Yeah, going away. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Nailed it. Number one, you got it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, can you do the top five? Could you guess the top five?
Yeah, I will say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That's number one.
Snickers.
Number three.
Milky Way.
Not on the list.
Oh, boy. Okay, let me see. Skittles?
No.
That was too obscure. It's got to be a chocolate candy. Hershey Bar?
No. Made by Hershey, though. Red wrapper. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Bart Simpson did ads for them on TV.
Butterfinger.
Right.
What am I doing? This is the stuff I eat at work. I should have gotten this right.
And the last one is the number two most stolen one. I don't think it belongs on the list. Right. Almond Joy.
Well, you know what? Seriously, if I was going to steal my kids' candy, that's every one of those is on my list.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. Here he is, Hasselhoff.
It is so blown out of proportion that when I heard this,
the Hoff.
What?
And my daughter was going, oh, great, Dad, now I got to go to school and all the kids look at me. She scratched herself. I was on an airplane, and I said, oh, I found out later it was the cat who scratched her. My other daughter told me she scratched herself.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, my daughter's cut herself.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, not to kill herself. She scratched herself. I don't know whether it was... I still don't know the full story, whether it was a cat or what. So I called the paramedics. And because the paramedics come in America, you have to take them to the hospital. So she's far from doing anything. I mean, the girl's gorgeous, and she's got a huge career, and she's very happy. So
it's
one big ball of tabloid garbage.
He's been, you're a goddamn genius!
He's been drinking that cologne, hasn't
he? Man, he was all over that. The Hoff, ladies and gentlemen.
She's 11.
I don't know what the... I don't know what the fuzz is about.
Oh, yeah. I was with Paul Horning and Jim Taylor, the backfield for the Green Bay Packers.
Caesar Lickney, Secretary of State.
Vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll set you free.
Fantastic. I got big hair.
Smell my fingers. Fingers smell like Packers.
Smell that. That's Horning.
Oh, golden.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's Jerry Kramer on my thumb.
She mentioned Jerry Kramer?
No.
Okay.
No mention of Jerry Kramer.
Horace Gregg not mentioned in there?
No.
We're fantasizing.
No.
Just checking with the ones that I remember.
I'll give you a name, though.
Okay.
She liked the Jungle Fever.
Ooh, really?
Hi, Willie Wood.
Willie Wood.
Willie Wood. From
Willie
the,
Wood, and we're the, not being yeah, funny there.
From your Packers defensive backfield.
Oh, Willie's Wood.
Oh, I've never been with a Negro man before.
Vote for me for Secretary of State.
Got a break. I'll be right back with E2E. Don't turn your radio off. It's a good one today.
And have a brat.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
By 1977, the sex symbol was overweight. His body failing him. Increasingly isolated and paranoid, Elvis retreated behind the walls of Graceland. He began pushing away even those who were closest to him, and the few who remained in his inner circle say they were powerless to help him.
We even got down one night and filled his pills with sugar to make sure that we got that he wouldn't get them.
His body was just no longer going with him. I mean, he had problems. He had a twisted colon. He had a liver disease.
And according to his former pals, Elvis wasn't even bathing regularly, relying on pills that people often take for medical reasons to reduce body odor.
And he would take those. He thought those worked perfect, you know. Well, to take a bath, he could take two of those, you know, and sponge off real quick.
Right.
His friends say Elvis did anything to get more drugs, resorting even to self-mutilation.
He's got his foot on the examining stool, and there's a hole as big as a quarter. He was digging in his foot. And he looked at me and he said, I ought to get some good stuff with this.
The Don and Mike Show. Champion Carpet Bomber, Don and Mike.
Well, no one else can understand me. How great thou art. When everything I do is wrong. Hey, you give me all of inspiration.
This is our chopper.
You give me strength to carry on.
Hey. Hello, brother.
Brother, it's good to see you. It must be time for us to fly down and do another interview.
Hello, everyone. This is Elvis.
And hi. My name is Elvis, too. I'm the king of rock and roll.
Welcome to our show. It's called Elvis to Elvis.
E to E, man. Where's our intro music? I can't believe that. Here it is.
Here it is right here.
Yeah, start the drums, Jack.
Come on, Jackson.
Who am I talking to? Yeah, plus tax.
Now we have...
Hey!
We have the man on the telephone.
Who do we have on the phone, man?
Hey, Jackson, who we got on the phone?
Ken Tarleton.
What's he do?
Who the frig is he, man?
He hosts a website entitled ElvisTrooper.com, and he impersonates you guys.
Oh, another pretender to the throne.
I find this to be rather offensive. I see him dressed up as a Star Wars stormtrooper. I also see him dressed up as Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and he's one of them Ghostbusters. Fine movie. Was that before or after I was dead?
Brother, that is before we are dead.
Before we were dead. Well, that's good. I enjoy that film.
I'm negative after we are dead.
I truly enjoyed relaxing and watching three televisions in my jungle room.
Did we enjoy Bill Murray before we died? Was he famous before we died?
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live before you died.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked him, man. Too much of a smart aleck. I don't like smart aleck, E, and you don't either.
You know who I like on that show?
Who's that?
Chevy Chase.
He's a funny man.
He's a funny guy.
I'd like it when he'd do those slapstick balls.
I predict that long after you and I are dead, Chevy Chase will go on to be a major motion picture star.
I believe he will be a hero to millions. I agree with you, brother. I watched Patton. That was my favorite movie.
Especially his movie Fletch.
Great movie.
That is a great movie.
I love it when he confronts the dogs, Jack. Good time. I like the Lucy show also.
In color?
I don't know. I like the black and white version.
Okay. Ask me.
Ask you anything.
I want you to ask me something right now.
Who's running for Secretary of State in Wisconsin?
I want you to ask me what kind of adult diapers I wore.
What kind are you wearing?
Depends.
That's impossible. Those weren't invented. We are wearing bed sheets wrapped
Someone
around
told me
this,
that
brother.
Is a joke question.
It is a joke. Depends.
Depends is not only a name of an adult diaper.
But it's the answer to the joke.
It depends.
Uh-huh. Man, I'm going to give you a scarf. I'm going to give you a scarf for that, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Take one of my red scarfs there.
Thank you, brother. As you know...
What a fine day it is to do E to E.
As you know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis. We're here to make some memories.
We're just here to make some memories. We're not here to make fun at all. And if we can bring you a smile, bring you a moment, then hopefully you will enjoy your day.
So why don't you sit back, Papa Royd, see if you can get into some E2E fun.
Papa Royd. That's what we always did, Jack, when we would be straining at stool.
Here now is a man named Kenton Tarleton.
Kenton Tarleton is an Elvis impersonator with a different angle. You play movie characters, is that right, Ken?
Hello? Hello, yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, do not talk. Jackson.
I'm finishing a cheeseburger here.
Jackson, do not talk in this voice. We will not be able to take you seriously.
Well, come on, baby.
Speak in your real voice.
Are you going to speak like Elvis or speak in your real voice, man?
Well, what do you want, baby?
Your real voice.
Your
baby.
Real voice, please.
All right, okay. I got you guys.
Hi, right. Ken.
Hey, Jackson.
How are you?
How long
you been doing Elvis?
Oh, about... Four or five years.
Let me ask you a question, man.
Bravo, we're going to applaud that, Jack.
Being as I am, me and my brother is a...
Hey, how great thou art!
What a friend we have
in Jesus. Hot time in Florida.
Hawaii sure can get sticky.
Yeah, man.
Why are you dressing me up as Indiana Jones? Go.
Come on, baby. Elvis is everywhere.
Do not speak like me. Yeah. Speak as yourself.
It needs to be in every movie. All the major movies.
All the major movies.
Be there.
Man, this is a question I have for you. Let me ask you this, Jack. How much do you command for each performance you do?
Oh, just the love of the ladies, baby.
I mean, you do it for free.
You do not do it for free. For instance, when you dress up as Han Solo Elvis.
How much do they pay you for that?
I'll tell you, we used to get $75,000 a week at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, Jack.
That was some good money,
man. I'm working my way up to that.
And they paid us even more at the Hilton when we did that. And all the food we wanted. 24-hour room service, Jack.
I've been told not to announce your website. Do you have any idea what a website is, brother?
I have no idea. We died before that, brother.
Well,
I do not know what websites are.
It's HutsUp:... Huts up. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What does huts up mean?
It says
It's not hut up, brother.
It sounds to me like
hit to pee.
It sounds to me like cadence for a football team.
Hit to pee.
Hit to pee. Hut to pee. Hut to pee.
Hit to pee and then some sort of Chinese, Jack. It's not making any sense.
It's hut to pee.
She got pregnant with a Polaroid,
it's
man.
It's whoa, whoa, whoa. Period. I don't like periods.
Hey, Ken.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You still there, man?
Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis Trooper.
That's actually a hypertech protocol. But
Elvis yeah. Trooper, period. Com.
Dot com, baby.
Line.
Good stuff.
Forward slash.
Ken Tarleton, are you there?
I'm here, baby.
Height and weight, Cebu play.
How much you weigh, Jackson?
That's me, baby?
How much? Yeah, you, man. How much you weigh?
How much you weigh?
200.
What is your height?
You must put on some weight if you want to be me.
That's right. The big chops, a little bit of extra weight.
If you put on some extra weight, we recommend performing with just a little extra weightage and also some blue lipstick. To give you that authentic look.
You're hearing it now from... I'm Elvis Presley.
And I'm Elvis Aaron Presley.
The way that we want to be remembered is at the very end.
These are all good tips.
We want to be remembered. Purple, bloated, you know, up on stage.
Are you lonesome tonight, Elvis?
Sweating.
Well, I gotta stop doing that exercise thing then.
Now here's the test. We
That's
have a test.
Bad word. Don't say that word, exercise.
Exercise is bad, man, except racquetball. I like playing racquetball with Ginger.
I tell you what, one time.
Enjoyed that, man.
One time I had 24 scoops of ice cream with cookies. Energy surged through my body. I later went and played racquetball, but then I took a crap on the toilet, and Jackson, I was dead.
Yes, flat out gone. But here we are again interviewing you. Please to sing one of your Elvis classics for us, Kim. Sing something, Jack.
Hello?
Kim?
Hello? I'll eat yogurt and popsicles now.
You know what I have in my closet?
What, Jackson?
I have hundreds of peaches. They are so good, man.
He dropped off the phone, Jackson.
Oh, dear. We seem to have lost our Indiana Jones impersonator. Or I should say our Elvis impersonator.
Get the long-distance intercontinental operator on the phone.
Let's see if we can do this.
And tell her that we want to make a long-distance person-to-person call.
To Ken Tarleton.
To the man who's dressing as us.
If she gives you a hard time, the lovely operator, you tell her we're federal officers.
I would also like to take this moment out to say hello to my good friend Mark Foley, who I understand is going through a bit of a rough time.
Quite a rough patch.
I want to say something. I knew him when I was still alive.
Did you, ma'am?
I did. So did you, brother.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we did.
Did you not forget his tender touch?
Oh, he was wonderful. He used to give us massages.
Do not forget about our homoerotic undertones that quite often go forgotten by the mass public.
Yes. Is this that Congress fellow that told us that we should carry scarves on stage?
That's right. Silky.
Womanly scarves that we will hand out from our womanly jumpsuit.
That's right.
To the audience, Jack.
He is the first man ever kissed me square on the mouth, Jack.
What a wonderful experience it was. And how sad. If only they could have seen him falling into despair as he was making all sorts of phone calls and emails to pages.
He said to me, do you want to be a page? I said, Patty Page?
He's on eight.
My good.
Hey, Jackson, what happened?
Cam, we were just about to hear you sing, and you dropped off the line. What happened, man?
To your telephone, Jackson?
I think it's just technology, baby.
Hey, man. So I was just about to ask you, sing your favorite Elvis song for us. We'll listen.
Sing your favorite song by us.
By you?
Yeah, go
what
ahead.
What do you recommend, baby?
No, man, it's your call.
What
you got to sing
favorite?
Give us your best stuff, man.
I like a little bit of Little Sister.
Little Sister, let's hear it.
Let's hear you
little
song.
Little Sister, don't you? Oh, Little Sister, don't you tell me once or twice. You know, that stuff, baby.
Give us another one. I didn't like that one. My brother and I do not care for that one.
I didn't like that one. Sing another one of my favorite songs.
How about Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight?
That sucks. How about
come on, baby.
How about Jailhouse Rock?
Jailhouse Rock, go.
No, I don't like that.
Why don't you like that, man? That's one of my biggest hits.
It's good.
Why do you insist on taking my beautiful image and dressing yourself up as a Star Wars character?
Oh, come on, dude.
Why?
The chicks love it, baby.
The chicks. How many chicks do you get in a year?
Oh, I lost count.
I lost count, too. That's the Elvis answer. I lost count. That chick last night, she gave the best head. Man,
she could raise the dead. I'm looking at your website. I must tell you something.
That is a lovely lady you have that picture next to when you're in your stormtrooper outfit.
There's a lot of them.
Who is that, honey?
Oh. She looks like a prostitute.
That's basically what I'm doing, you know, doing the stormtrooper, Elvis mix. Taking pictures with the ladies. That's
you are an much. Insult. You are an insult, sir, to all Elvis impersonators.
How dare you? All you need to do is dress up in a jumpsuit. Instead, you choose to be all these other characters.
You are Indiana Jones, Ghostbuster, Han Solo, Elvis.
As though our image needs to be enhanced.
What is wrong with just being Elvis, Jackson?
I put the rhinestones on there.
It doesn't matter, man. We henceforth, my brother and I, forbid you from wearing any of these other silly costumes when you are performing as Elvis.
You may only go out on stage as us.
You can go out as leather Elvis, bloated Elvis. Man, you do have a lot of women taking your picture.
That's all right. You could also go out as Army Elvis.
Hey, you know what? My new one is Karate Elvis, so.
Well, that's acceptable.
Karate.
Kata means hand. Te means. Did I get it backwards, Jack? Kata means what? Kata means empty. Te means hand. Empty hand. Karate. I'm a 6-degree black. You know that, man, right?
You got it, baby.
Hey.
Will you stop talking like me, please?
What is your favorite sandwich? You're about to take the Elvis quiz.
Oh, come on. Peanut butter and nanner.
Peanut butter and a good
tell
answer.
Tell me right now, Jackson, what is the
chili on that?
What is the fool's gold loaf?
Who's calling? Maybe that's Elvis calling from the grave.
Yeah. What is a fool's loaf? Fool's gold loaf.
What are you talking about, baby?
We're talking about something Jackson. Elvis used to eat. You better know the answer, Jack, or we're going to be mighty upset.
That is when I used to be on an airplane with my friend.
It's got to have a lot of mayonnaise on it.
No, you're wrong. No mayonnaise.
I would take a giant piece of bread. A
loaf of bread, Jack.
A loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is hollow it out.
Glory, glory.
And I would fill it with...
Hallelujah.
With peanut butter and burnt bacon. Oh, Jackson, baby. That was good.
Nothing tasted better, man.
Put a little mayonnaise on top.
No mayonnaise. What are you hung up? What are you hung up with mayonnaise,
man,
Jack?
You're bad.
That's not a good Elvis, man. Are
you're bad.
You better tell me that you're a washing cologne right now. Are you? Do you have lots of cologne on, Jack?
Well, it's a little busy here.
You're about to make me shoot out my radio.
Remember, Elvis, you don't like mayonnaise because it coats your throat and makes you not sing very well.
That's right, man.
Tell me something. Do you enjoy codeine cough syrup?
Oh, baby. A little NyQuil. Bottle or two.
What's the best way to drink it? Come on, man.
Straight up with some Jack, baby.
No. Champagne flute.
Put it in a champagne flute and drink it with your favorite girl.
What was the name of my monkey? What was the name of my pet monkey?
Is it chimpanzee?
Oh, that would be, yeah.
Oh, my God, you suck ass. You don't even know Scatter the Monkey.
How dare you impersonate my brother and I when you don't even know
the
things that we did.
At the time of our death. What was the weight of our colon?
Oh, that'd be about 48 pounds.
Man, well, we have to...
Close.
Very close.
He almost got the perfect answer. You were 8 pounds over.
Our colon weighed 40 pounds at the time of our death.
40 pounds, man.
It was chalky and impacted.
Well, you guys got to remember...
Oh, Danny boy!
I've been away in a galaxy far, far away for a little while.
Now, what's that, man? You're doing that space age crap, Jack.
What
we want
man?
You to do is just an Elvis impersonation.
Why don't you... When is it not good enough to be the greatest entertainer of all time?
How many girls you had your picture taken with, Jack?
Oh, baby, I lost count a long, long time.
You lost count, but you never sleep with any of these women. You just have your picture taken.
What is that little TV screen, brother? Those pictures are coming up on.
That's the internet,
the
man.
Computer. What is the internet?
I have no idea. That's that HTTP. There he is.
With pictures of naked women on it.
Do you currently have a girlfriend, or do you live with your mother? That's a serious question, Jack.
I got a wife, baby.
You got a wife. You're a married man.
You got it.
Please tell me you have not procreated. Do you have any children? I don't think
not just yet.
Not just yet. How long have you been married, Jack?
6 months.
It seems to me that you are... Good luck. It seems to me, I hate to size up a situation immediately, but you're a man of limited mental capabilities.
Why are you impersonating me, man? Maybe because you are a man of limited mental
capabilities. I like the rhinestones, baby. Come on.
You like the rhinestones.
Can you tell me something?
And the cape. It's all about the cape.
Give us the name of my manager, man.
Oh, that was the colonel, baby.
What was his name, though?
The colonel.
What was his full name?
God damn it, I'll rip you. Talk about the roots! What was his name? What is the name of my baby girl?
Lisa Marie.
Who does she marry?
Oh, she married that little Michael Jackson guy.
I have to tell you something.
Who
else
does she marry?
We're not happy about that.
You need to study your Elvis handbook, Jack.
Nick Cage, baby.
That's right. She married Nicolas Cage.
That's because she's got that down right now.
How about Cilla? Have you seen Cilla?
I saw her in a movie a couple times.
What was the name of the fellow that was in my posse that used to go out and get me hamburgers? What was
that Red?
No. Red went to karate class with me, man. What are you doing?
It was Hamburger James. Got
Hamburger
doing.
James. He almost got shot, Jack, when we said we were federal officers.
God damn it.
Hey.
I tell you what, Ken, why don't you stand up and twirl around a little bit so everyone listening can see.
Come on, baby.
Can see the beautiful outfit that you're wearing today. I bought you a Rolls Royce.
Take a look.
I bought a Rolls Royce for this appearance today, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me ask you this, Ken. You might know this fact because you seem to like the ladies. There's a particular garment that women would wear that would turn me on more than anything else. I kept it with me all the way from childhood. It would excite me whenever I would see women wearing these.
My mama had these.
Please tell me, what is that garment?
Oh, baby, you got me on that one.
Oh, you failed miserably.
It is white panties.
White cotton panties, Jack.
Where's Bill
Nothing
Cosby?
Nothing turns me on more.
Where's Bill Cosby? Is Cosby in the crowd?
You like
this?
He's
probably upstairs doing cocaine right now.
Man, where is that son of a bitch? He's not here.
God damn it.
Wow, man.
I want to be out on the backyard on my horse with my bag of hot dog rolls. Uh-huh.
All right, man, here's
slumped over my saddle.
Here's another quiz question. Are you ready, Ken?
You got it.
We used to put something in my pool and shoot it, and it would be very, very fun for the whole crew. What items did we throw into the pool to shoot?
TV.
No, man, flashbulbs.
No, they're flashbulbs, man.
What kind of Elvis impersonator are you, man?
What was the name of my turkey, Jackson?
You don't know?
We'll
give it to you
baby?
Now. Bowtie! You didn't know my turkey was named Bowtie?
Hey, but please, everybody.
You guys have taught me so much today.
A round of applause in the audience tonight. Miss Vicky Carr.
Vicky Carr.
Vicky Carr.
Stand up, darling.
Stand up. Turn around.
Turn around, slut.
Turn around. That's right.
Thank you. Thank you.
I had her before the show.
Look at her. Isn't she wonderful?
She's marvelous.
Isn't she marvelous, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, yeah. Ken, I do not have to tell you this, but on behalf of the behalf of Elvis Presley Enterprises and all of the shysters that are standing behind us waiting to make money off me.
Hey.
Everything that I stand for, I got news for you. Jackson, this is copyright infringement.
Yes, ma'am.
I see copyright infringement from Elvis Presley. I see copyright infringement from Ghostbusters.
My brother and I command you to shave your sideburns off.
Indiana Jones, have you gotten anyone's permission to do this? Have you heard from George Lucas?
Yeah, I actually know some people over at, Lucasfilm.
No, you
They're
don't.
Cool with it.
Oh, man.
No, you don't. You're lying.
This is terrible. This is a travesty of justice. Let's play football, man. You want to play some football, Ken?
Come on, let's go.
Hey, brother, I got the football out here. Let's throw it just like we did with Max Baer.
Let's
throw the football around, brother.
That would please me greatly. We've done this bit many times. I must say, you're the worst Elvis impersonator we ever had.
We'll give you one last chance, fool.
Come on,
baby. We're going to give you a last chance to
redeem
sing a
yourself.
Song. You sing it from the bottom of your toes, man. Sing it all the way down from your soul. Sing us something that'll make us know that you're a real Elvis impersonator.
Sing something.
Go.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel.
Boo!
You suck.
That's terrible, Jack.
You suck.
We can't stand you.
Suck this.
Damn.
My new doctor.
Man, you didn't even sing it from your shoe soles. You embarrassed
me.
You embarrassed me and my father, Vernon.
And my mama, Gladys, in her white panties.
Sat.
I got a bad connection here, I think.
You gotta go get some Midi-Dream.
Goddamn right, we got a bad connection.
We gotta fly out of here, Jack.
We're
our helicopter's
here, Jackson.
Here.
Get out of here.
So long.
Hey, one more thing. Hey, pull my finger. Pull my finger.
Okay, E, here you go.
Pull it.
Atta boy, E. Man, oh man.
Hey, you suck, man.
It smells like bacon in here.
You suck. You're awful.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from you.
Yeah, of course you have. Everyone learns from the king of rock and roll.
Your cheating heart.
Viva
Las Vegas.
Hold, please.
There you go.
He hung up again.
Of course he did. He was a terrible Elvis impersonator. That's why he hides behind all those movie characters. He's not true to form.
Since when am I not good enough to stand on my own two feet?
Here's a message for all of you Elvis impersonators.
Yes, brother.
Do not hide behind these silly costumes like Indiana Jones. Simply slide into the jumpsuit and give it your all and make some memories. I thank you. Thank you very much.
We're not here to make fun.
Right.
Rob, how do you think it went?
Oh, here's the follow-up call.
Yeah, it was good. It was good times.
Good times. Good times. Some of your days.
What's your name? Do you have another outfit planned?
Ask him how he thinks it went. Fine.
Fun, I think.
All right.
You cannot spell fun without F-U.
F-U.
Yeah, well, you know, we were all talking around the office. We were talking about you a lot before the show today. So we were thinking, like, a harem scarum outfit.
Yeah.
Something from the Mideast.
Tell him he's a tool.
Well, we agree that it went well.
See if you can slide Tart in there with your farewell.
And, hold on.
See if you can just
come
sneak
on.
It in at the end.
Come on, just say it.
Say so you got to run.
Thank you very much, Robbie.
So long, Tart.
Hey, brother, look at the clock.
Oh, man. We've run out of time.
It's 6 o'clock on the East Coast. It's
Who
3
flew
o'clock.
Our chopper away, Jack?
It's 3 o'clock on the West Coast. That means it's time for news now.
Oh, my.
With Katie Couric.
I must take my leave, brother. It's time for me to step out of this room and go into the porcelain room.
As must I, friend.
It is time for no longer singing or dancing, but straining its stool.
I do believe tonight, choking on vomit. That will be our number one goal tonight. Choke us on vomit.
How great thou art!
What we have
in Jesus.
God damn it, man. We are only hovering 3 inches above the ground right now.
Take this thing off, Jack. Come on.
Let's get out of here.
Come on, pilot.
Hit the gas.
God damn it. God damn it, Jack. Be gone. Be gone.
Jerry.
Be gone.
Oh, there you go.
Very nice.
You can hear why. That's become one of our signature bits.
I think anyone listening knows we don't need anyone to interview during that segment.
You know what I got to say?
He's simply the designated fool.
Time Castle. Time Capsule.
Capsule. Put it in and bury it, Jack.
Time Castle.
That's right, son.
Time Capsule.
Dig it deep. Dig it deep in the ground.
Go deep in my hole.
Put it away.
Put it away. And put that tape away.
Man, I tell you, no wonder they filled my pills with sugar.
Who is that pot smoker in the next room?
That's their newsman. He's a left winger. He's a red. He's a red. And I'm not talking about the head of my posse either. My mafia.
Did you vote for Nixon, son?
No, I did not.
Oh, you fool. Fool, you're a McGovern. You're a McGovern liberal.
Yes, I was.
You fool. Crazy fool. I'm a narcotics officer.
Give me Spiro Agnew on the phone. Right now. I want to talk to someone who can make a goddamn hill of beans out of this.
Yeah, don't be surprised, young man, that you don't see Bob Haldeman or John Erdman knocking on the door next
Wouldn't
week.
Be surprised.
Yeah, you're in trouble, you crazy fool.
You fool.
Voting for McGovern. What are you thinking about? Oh, I bet you voted for Eugene McCarthy.
Where's my good friend Joe McCarthy?
Crazy fool.
Joe McCarthy had it right.
Hey, brother?
Yeah, brother.
Call Libby. Right now, man.
Don, baby, how's it going?
There he is.
How are you doing, Steve? So anyway, the guy with the afro will have the news.
Right, Pinko.
They give you the last hour of the show?
Call me Buzz, yes. Man. Very kindly.
Man, oh man. I hope they stack it with lots of commercials.
See if I can relate to you. Hey, dude, flower power.
Hey, right on.
All right.
Make love, not war, Jack.
Free love.
Can you score me some absinthe?
I can get that for you.
Man, I ought to get some good stuff with this.
You will.
We will be right back with Buzz's News.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
It's time for an announcement about our big party.
Get ready for some hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno Style Show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Drive. Hot fun. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, beautiful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, bodacious Buzz, Red Hot Rock, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They allow at least 8 hours from bottle to throttle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, time for Bob's News now. Jim Shorts at Sports here.
Tonight, Jimmy's Sports is brought to you by Hooters. This football season, bring the whole gang to Hooters for all the football action.
Here now is Jimmy Bob. Hey, JB.
Hi, Don and Mike. It is confirmed now. New York Yankees pitcher Corey Little owned the plane that crashed into a building in Manhattan this afternoon.
Lytle.
And his passport's been found near the scene. The plane, after doing some aerobatics over the river, crashed into the 20th floor of a 50-floor apartment building on Manhattan's Upper East Side, causing just the kind of fear and chaos you'd expect. New York police sources have confirmed there are at least 2 dead. Unconfirmed reports now have the death toll at as many as 4 people.
All right, just so you know. When this originally came out 2 hours ago, we found out it was a Yankees pitcher.
Right.
I believe I was the first to say he's always had problems with control.
That, you do get credit for
I think
that.
I did say that, and that was spontaneous.
It was
right
spontaneous.
Off of my head.
Low and inside. Some might say a little early, but I think, you know, when it comes out down the road, you have to claim authorship.
Everybody's going to have, and okay. I also had, you know, a low and outside, had
right.
that too.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
You
heard
really
here first.
It was the first thought I had.
I understand. The world, meanwhile, most
I'm
of it.
I'm very proud of that.
You should be. Proud.
Well, hey, it wasn't a terrorist.
Right. And we're all grateful for that.
We didn't quite.
Didn't Christ?
Could have been worse.
The world, or most of it anyway, has the nuclear jitters. Individual countries and the United Nations looking at
ways. Look out! Look out!
Punish and isolate North Korea for trying to join the nuclear weapons club, but.
I think the guy's a clown. I really do.
I think the guy.
Yes.
May I
think
do something? Let me ask.
You make a good one. And when they said a primitive nuclear device. Yeah, I'm sure they had they had something that went boom and was a big boom, but right. I think the guy's a clown. Isn't that country completely destitute? I mean,
North Korea is.
North Korea is totally, that's what I'm talking about. North Korea is just, they don't have a pot to pee in.
Now, South Korea, oh, God, I've got an A-frame there, and I mean,
nice.
I pull out trout like falling off a,
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that some of them have two heads.
Oh, how you doing? Good morning. This is out of North Korea.
I'm going to steal this from Letterman.
Yeah, I know.
I am the brother of Kim Jong-il.
What's your name?
Mentally ill. Ill.
God, I was thinking the same thing.
Mentally ill.
I pray this song for my brother. Oh, you drop a bomb on me.
Oh, this device is primitive.
Yeah, I agree. The guy's a joke.
Of all the world's jitters, the Japanese are the jitteriest when a strong earthquake.
Tell me, you ever been behind one of them in traffic?
Listen to what happened today. When a strong earthquake centered in northern Japan shook that country this morning, Japan thought North Korea had conducted another nuclear test. What could possibly go wrong?
So they felt it. They felt an earthquake, and they thought it was Kim Jong-il.
Well, I'm over here. I'm not that freaked out by this guy. I think he's a clown. If I'm in Japan, I might feel a little differently.
I bet a few of them thought that America was retaliating.
You never forget, do you, Kong?
Nor will I.
Right. Turns out there was no second bomb. In fact, the first one tested earlier this week was kind of a dud, if it really was a nuclear bomb. We still haven't confirmed that it was. That takes time.
Which will be a bigger bomb? That or the new Tina Fey show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Find out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was... you know, I predict the Tina Fey show will not be a bomb.
I hear that it's...
You know why? Because of your man.
Alec?
I think he's going to save it.
And wasn't he also good in that Nicholson movie?
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was fantastic.
With his Boston accent?
He was very good in that, but I think he will save this show. I think he will save... She might kill it, but he's going to save it. She's supposed to be terrible.
I think you're like me in that maybe you're hoping that it'll be the Alec Baldwin that came in that movie, The Cooler.
Yeah,
how great he was in that movie?
He was phenomenal in that, and he's playing a jerk, right? He's playing a network suit. There's nobody better for the role. I think he might save the show, but she... His skill as an actor might not be able to bring her up to that level. I hear that she's a great writer. She's, she's fantastic on that Weekend Update. But she doesn't look bad, but she's not a presence as far as an actor.
I don't know how you run a network where you're running Saturday Night Live, and then you say, we're the third-rated and fourth-rated network. You know what we need? We need two shows that are both based on a show that's on its last legs.
Right.
I mean, they've got the one with Matthew Perry that's like The West Wing.
Right.
And then they've got this one that's like a sitcom.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Too many.
I think it'll suck.
When in doubt on TV, you just go to one guy.
Who's that?
Denny Crane. That's right. Denny Crane.
Shatner.
I like her scar.
Yeah, I like her scar, too.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder how it got there.
It's kind of sexy.
Isn't there a story about how it got there?
She won't tell.
She won't?
No.
She just wouldn't listen. That's how it got there. I thought the answer to that.
I'll give her one to Matt.
Oh, dear. Dear me. Oh, goodness me. Goodness gracious, where's my doily?
I love
it. Hi. Well, if it was a nuke from North Korea, U.S. officials say it appears something went wrong, something that kept the explosion small. Wouldn't it be funny if they blew themselves up? Now I'm laughing.
Now I'm laughing. Now that's funny.
Yesterday, a reporter asked White House Press Secretary Tony Snow if there's anything the president thinks he should have done differently with respect to North Korea.
Wouldn't that be great? You walk out there and go, hey, Who picked up Terry takeout?
Oh, my. I smell barbecue.
Oh, my goodness, said Snow. Hey, it's a silly question. He said reporters were just trying to get him to say the administration made mistakes.
Oh, important message. Fuse, go out. Bring candles. Must bring matches. Fuse gone out on bomb.
He's so sorry. Bomb go off on way to test site. Country gone.
At me. And then Tony Snow said, and I quote, I've said repeatedly from this podium, you need to give presidents the benefit of the doubt when national security is involved.
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Oh, and here's your kooky world leader update on Hugo Chavez. He who called Bush the devil at the UN recently.
You go, girl.
Has also tried to make us look bad by giving big discounts to Americans who can't afford to pay their heating oil bills. People in places like Pennsylvania.
This is Robert DeMille,
Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New York. You'd think Americans and American oil companies could take care of their own, but there is a gap. And President Hugo Chavez
just has caught up to that joke. God, I'm stupid.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
Hugo Chavez has offered up Venezuela's Citgo brand at charitable discounts for Americans in need in twice as many American states as last year.
He'll get really mad at that one. He'll let a lot of other ones slide. That one he'll get mad at.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
Bad news, Robert. Getting chilly.
But we're not proud. Quoting U.S. Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, I can't find my way clear to object.
Don't worry, Robert can get a space heater. What could go wrong? We never hear anything bad about the wintertime. And isn't it always the story, the tragic story, where it's like a family of 18 kids and one grandma, all of them around a space heater that all of a sudden...
Did you see the sprinkler test on the Today Show this morning?
Oh yeah, when they burned a house right here in
Bethesda,
Maryland.
They burned a house in Bethesda, yeah. And then the second time, they said, okay, now we're going to see how it works with the fire starting without the sprinkler.
Yeah.
And it went on and on, and they're talking and say, you're going to see a big difference here with the sprinkler system's really going to control this fire. And the thing would not go on, and meanwhile, it's going up the curtains.
No difference. The flames are hot tongues of flame.
And then it finally goes off. The sprinkler finally goes off, and it's still burning. And it's still, and even at the very end when they stopped talking to her, you still had tiny little flames on the bed.
See, here was the bit on the Today Show, and they don't do it as a bit, but they said, to promote fire safety, to promote getting the systems in your house, the smoke detectors, you actually go set a house on fire this morning.
Yeah, a room on fire.
Yeah, but it was, they showed it was...
They used a real house, yeah.
A real house in a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Right.
And Mike's right. It was cool to watch the first time.
Yeah.
And then the second time, when everything was supposed to kick in and make this, shut this fire down, it looked worse the second time than
because
the
sprinkler,
first time.
Whoever was, I mean, the sprinkler was supposed to go off at a particular temperature, and I guess it just took a long time for the flame to get up there. The one thing that amazed me, though, what was it, like less than 3 minutes that the flames just completely destroyed this room? It was mind-boggling how fast it can happen. But then the sprinkler didn't go off. And when it finally did, you know, wherever the sprinkler was, it wasn't over the wastebasket.
Yeah, too late, because that thing was like...
it was nasty.
It was hot like my athlete's foot.
Don't worry about Robert. He has a primitive Korean space heater.
This is Robert DeMille, man.
We have sprinklers here. They don't really work as sprinklers, so if the building catches fire, they won't put out the fire, but they'll capture it all on video. When we come back...
Now Buzz is giving out the secret that we know where the hidden cameras are in the studio. You know, and they really don't care much about our safety.
No, So the sprinklers really don't work?
No, those aren't sprinklers.
Those are cameras.
Those are cameras. Don't you see? Look at everybody pointing at the sprinklers.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that?
No, I thought the cameras were...
No.
That's a camera?
That's a hidden camera.
A camera made to look like a sprinkler head.
We'll
be burned.
Let's sue them.
We'll be burned to a crisp, but they'll have it on tape.
Oh, my God.
Do they squirt water?
Wow.
Yes, they do.
That is too funny.
The military.
Mike, have you never noticed?
No.
That's why we don't do our heroin back here.
I thought that the cameras were somewhere else.
You go back here. Oh, hey,
there's nothing
doing?
Else. You're right. That's the only thing in it. I thought they were real sprinkler heads.
Hi, corporate America.
Oh, man.
They can't see you back there. That's one of the null areas covered by the camera.
Remind me to change locations when I'm rubbing one out.
Yeah. I'll show you all the good places.
Thank you.
When we come back, the U.S. military comes to the defense of its recruits.
Yay!
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Zits a poppin' with the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're more of Bob's Sports now.
Oh, boy.
Bobby Sports Shorts, brought to you by eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamonds.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com. Or call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Now here is Bob Johnson. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Donovan.
Hey, BJ.
Hey. This year, the U.S. military lowered its standards so it could meet its recruiting goals in the midst of an unpopular war. And even then, the Pentagon could only meet some of those goals.
Hey, that's the same thing CBS Radio has done.
It got the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines back on track, but it did so with high school dropouts, kids with low test scores, and
again,
kids with criminal records.
CBS Radio.
It's worked for us for years. Quoting the U.S. Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel Readiness, I don't think they're lesser quality recruits.
That's right. That's what our leader, General Joe L. Hollander had to say as well. General Hollander.
Nice to see you, General.
Even with the lower standards, the U.S. military failed to meet its recruiting goals for the National Guard and three other reserve branches.
How do you think we keep getting these salespeople who look like, seriously, it's their first job out of high school?
In most cases, it is, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Very, very exciting.
Touche.
Welcome to the building cart. 56% of Americans now think going to Iraq was a mistake. And that brings us
to... Oh, really? I'd like to talk to the 44 that think it was a really good idea.
Yeah.
In the back room.
I don't understand.
And that brings us to your bad decision 06 update. Normally, a midterm congressional election just puts people to sleep. Not this time. Voters seem actually excited about going to the polls next month to throw out the bums we perhaps shouldn't have elected in the first place. Experts say voter interest is at its highest level in 10 years. They're expecting a record midterm turnout.
I'm voting for the lady who had sex with Paul Warnick.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I wish I could fly to Wisconsin and register.
I think a lot of people.
Oh, and you know what? We had that story on.
Hey,
John. Yanni. Yanni was telling me, God, our listeners love emailing us stuff that they think we don't know.
Yeah, they think we don't have access to the Internet, yet they're sitting here sending me emails.
About the lady who banged Paul Warnick. What did they say? Try without breathing very loudly.
I heard it that time, sorry. They said that on her website... That was an inhale, Mike, sorry.
Yeah, I didn't do a thing. I didn't do it. He did it.
That was me.
Oh, okay, that was an inhale.
That was me again.
I'm just going home.
What are they sending?
What did the email say?
It said that on the front page of her website, there was a picture with her and Bart Starr with an endorsement from him for her campaign.
Right, he never banged her.
Right. Did he endorse her?
Yeah. He's on the website.
All right.
Like, we didn't know that. I mean, we've got her coming on the show next week.
I didn't know that.
Well, why don't you send us an email then, Mike?
I didn't know.
You could be like every other corrector out there.
You said Paul Warnick did the foreword to her book, but you didn't say that Bart Starr was on the front page of the email.
Well, no, he's on the front page.
I mean, the front page of the website.
Of her website. And when you look at it, it's shaky if it's an actual endorsement or if it's...
Oh.
It's a picture that says, here I am with Bart Starr, Bart Starr endorsed. I mean...
Well, I only know one thing.
We looked at all that stuff.
I love her.
All I know is that after we had the story about this woman that's running for Secretary of State of Wisconsin, and her platform is she slept with a bunch of the Packers in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I think she should be elected.
And
I think she will.
We're going to have her on the show next week.
Cool.
I saw John in the hallway, and he was so pissed. I said, what's wrong? And he said, oh, those little brains. We get all these emails from people telling us that Bart Starr is on the like they think we didn't look at the webpage, like they think we don't know
the
internet.
Of course you looked at the webpage today. I didn't look at the webpage because I don't look at the webpages. Now I know why I didn't know it. Jesus.
Yeah.
I agree. Stop being so stupid.
Is there a website?
Rob.
People are excited about the election. 70% of Americans
say... No, they're not, Buzz.
70% of Americans say they have been talking about politics with family and friends. 43% of us are even bringing it up at work.
Ah, poppycock.
Surveys show that more women than usual are eager to vote this time, even though most of us still believe, according to this survey...
That they don't deserve the right to vote.
No.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I finished this.
They believe that their votes don't really count. A lot of people do. About half of Americans... And think their votes don't count, and two-thirds of black Americans think their votes don't count.
I have news for women and blacks.
Yes.
They don't.
God, that's your platform.
I mean, just, again,
page 86 of the Bible.
Yes, this is true. This is your philosophy here.
It's right there.
It doesn't matter.
You're a woman or you're black. Vote as many times as you want. You know where they end up?
It's not counted.
Right here in the garbage.
I have no idea.
No, sir, I do not believe that's a hot dog. When we continue.
Ew!
Oh.
Cut the jibba jabba.
Okay, we'll be right back. To
number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating.
And
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. One never knows what a homosexual is about, especially if you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
He's a fag.
And once again, here is Jerry Burmeister. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Don and Mike. Three Burger King employees, ages 19 to 33, are facing felony charges after a cop found marijuana in his cheeseburger.
But I love the Whopper.
He'd ordered his cheeseburger without marijuana. He said to his fellow officers, "This thing tastes like it has marijuana in it." They opened it up. It appeared to be weed. They got out the field test, and it turned out to be weed.
Oh, my.
These burger flippers in New Mexico are now facing charges of aggravated battery on a cop.
Oh, mercy me.
Finally, pervs are also stupid. In Hamilton, Ohio, 35-year-old Scott Blauvelt.
I'm Hugh Hamilton, Ohio.
That's Hamilton.
Scott Blauvelt is a city prosecutor there.
That's at Ridgemont High.
And he liked to work after hours. And in that alone time, he liked to walk around City Hall naked.
Yeah.
This caught the attention of the guard monitoring a security camera. Scott now faces a month in jail, a $250 fine if convicted of public indecency. And he might lose his job as a city prosecutor.
Now he's walking around where, Buzz?
In City Hall. After hours.
Naked.
Naked. Prosecutor.
Teddy Crane.
And somewhere in England, a man's been convicted of indecent exposure, despite his claim that what the teenage girl saw was a plastic hot dog.
I was not going to eat that.
He says his friend at the fish and chips place had given him the replica, and that this is what the girls probably saw when they allegedly saw him pleasuring himself.
Hey, Buzz,
yes,
I saw you with a big purple dildo in your mouth. That's Thursday.
I can't deny that.
I hope you don't get eight.
Go on.
61-year-old Eric DeJersey was even able to whip it out in court, the plastic hot dog, I mean. Police say he couldn't produce it after the incident, though, and that this is not his first charge of indecent exposure.
Oh, see, he really did it then.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I said, we
do
gotta go. Back tomorrow with the all new episode. So we'll see you guys then, okay? Good day to you, sir.
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 Kong Klaus.
My space heater runs on kerosene.
All right, LeVar.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Double Nickel.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.